The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang. Yeah. Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes. Boy.
You feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Wolves Kebabs right Flanders? Get Flanders, Boots, 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 Boots,
Boots, Boots, Boots, Boots, Boots, Boots, Boots, Anyway, how is your sex life?
You know, people think I'm into sports just because I'm a man. I'm not into sports. I mean, I like Gatorade, but that's about as far as it goes. And by the way, you don't have to be sweating and holding a basketball to enjoy a Gatorade. You can just be a thirsty dude. Gatorade forgets about this demographic. I'm thirsty for absolutely no reason. Other than the fact that liquid has not touched my lips for some time. Can I have a Gatorade too, or is that lightning bolt mean no? Yeah, I'm not into sports. If I had athlete's foot, my first reaction would be, that's not my foot. I don't want to have my face on the cover of a Wheaties box. I want to have my face on the cover of a Rice Krispies box. Snap, crackle, Mitch, and pop. Hey, in Hollywood, it's all who you know, and I know crackle.
I will tell you this, though. I'm married. I'll give you that tip. I am married, and if you're thinking about getting married, let a married man plan your bachelor party, because it's a big deal to a married man. Your single friends go out every night. To a married man, you are their ticket to every depraved fantasy they never got to along the way. I have a single brother and a married brother. They both plan my party. My single brother was like, we'll get drunk and play poker. My married brother was like, Amsterdam. Everything is legal there. I'm like, yeah, the wedding's tomorrow. He's like, wear your tux on the plane, we're going.
Chinese?
Who likes to masturbate?
Show. It's Friday, September 27th of 2019. I'm Corey Cove. There's Chris Hockey. There's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. We are with you until 9 o'clock, but it's Friday, so AJ is here. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey.
John Creasel is here. Hi, Crease.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh.
Some random British dude sitting back there. Hi, random British dude. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay.
Popping tops over there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Crease is getting after it.
Getting greasy.
Might as well.
I got greasy yesterday watching that game.
Good for you.
Packers fans are bitter, man.
What fan base do you like trolling the most?
I think Green Bay, probably, because you can just write what they're going to say. It's always, how many titles you have? And guess what? Green Bay is in title town. Foxborough, Massachusetts is. Right? It's like the Golden Gophers talking about championships. I wasn't even a twinkle in my dad's eye when they won. So Green Bay's not good, man.
I'm with you.
The city or the team? The city sucks.
I don't mind the city, actually.
That's the wrong opinion. The city's awful.
Drinking there is very reasonable.
Well, yeah, because what else is there to do?
Yeah.
Well, they lost last night, so thanks to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Vikings, I don't think the Vikings are going to give up 34 points in any game this year.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good prop.
And I'm not saying that the Vikings defense is elite, but the Packers defense certainly is not. And you would think in the past 4 weeks that they were the 85 Bears based on Twitter and what even the pundits on NFL Network and everybody. But Chris?
Yes, sir.
You were right yesterday, man.
Yeah.
And the Eagles were desperate.
Yep.
So you put those two together. Green Bay pissed away a home game, man.
They sure did.
They did.
That hurts.
And as much as everybody liked to pile on Kirk Cousins a couple of weeks ago, Aaron Rodgers, ill-advised pass down the stretch there when you needed seven.
Yep.
Yeah.
So he looked human for a second, which is nice.
Did he blame anybody else this time again?
Do you feel blame?
Probably.
Yeah. I have audio of it. It's under C. Manson.
Is it really?
Yeah. Sauce, what's your favorite fan base to troll?
Oh, the Gophers, without a doubt. Without a doubt, the Golden Gopher football team is not only the easiest team to troll, but they get the maddest. Ouch. And as I've said multiple times, John and I don't troll the soccer team anymore because they don't care about us.
They're having fun, so who cares?
Us. The Golden Gopher football team, they have not ignored us.
They're still sensitive.
They're
very sensitive. So I like that.
Although, Paul is a hypocrite. Well, when I walked in there to...
What?
When I walked in there to chat with him earlier and catch up, because I haven't seen him in a week, he made me clap it up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As soon as you walk in the room.
That was an awful genius joke
last week. It was an awful joke. I just wanted to take a shot at your namesake.
Baby. Yeah, oh, baby.
Yeah, I get it.
PJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally hate that.
I bet your name's PJ or that we finally noticed. Or both.
I'm telling you, people held captive are treated better than I am sometimes on this show.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. It seems like you're pretty well compensated for getting ripped on every day.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Pretty good gig.
It's a great gig. But you'd think every once in a while, you'd maybe just lighten up on me.
I didn't even really say anything yet.
Yeah, but you're thinking.
Oh, for sure.
I used to get ripped on for like 11 years, and I paid for everything. So you get paid to get ripped on.
And you lost your life.
Oh, my God.
What? You just played that Seinfeld button.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When we learned, a week or so ago that Seinfeld was going to get, the show was going to get $500 million to switch streaming services.
Sure, yeah.
One of the questions was, well, how much is Jerry getting? Well, one report says that both him and Larry David are both in excess of $100 million.
So the others in the show get money,
something,
right?
But those are the creators, so they're getting the big chunk.
Jerry was a creator?
Yeah, I believe so. And then Larry David definitely was well. So they're both in the, according to reports, even though no one's confirmed it yet, both over $100 million.
He's a billionaire, is he not? Or Jerry's, very close?
He's got to be super close.
Yeah, I think he is.
If he's not, he's close.
Because how much does TBS and everybody pay? It is on at all hours of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say this is before the Netflix bid. He is at $950 million
net. So then maybe we're over a billion.
Yeah. Might have pushed him over.
Good for him. He created something funny and people like it.
What are the deal with Grape Nuts?
I love
that. What are the deal?
Yeah, fair. $1 billion.
That's sweet, man. I wish I had $1 billion.
Yeah.
The only reason I'd want $1 billion is so I could buy my own plane.
And you would go through it so fast.
I'd try.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to die with any money in the bank.
Corey, how long would your wife and Chris Hockey last on $1 billion budget?
Ooh, that's a good question.
The holidays?
I would buy so much Target stock if they ended up having $1 billion to split.
Well, you could basically buy any company stock because they just throw it like it's a wishing well.
You know what I realized the other day? It's funny you bring up Target because on the way here, my good friend Andy and I were talking about the fact that he didn't make it to Target this time. He's going home today and he's a little upset he didn't make it to a Target this
time. Why even come to America?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Right, he always goes to Target. He didn't get to this time. And I realized one of the things that is underreported about your kids growing up is you go to Target way, way less than you did when you had kids.
Mm.
But when you go, you're going.
Not at all, man.
I would say that your trips might be more expensive because you're going for like college. You know, you're dropping your kid off at college and you make that $300 run. Not anymore.
I mean, we used to go to Target like every weekend to get groceries and this, that, and the other
nonstop.
For the week.
Yeah. Every weekend? How about every 3 hours?
Well,
that's my schedule right now.
I got my Target bill is due on the 28th of every month, and I last month somehow went Angie on it. I looked at it, I'm like, what? What?
What was the biggest purchase you made?
Hookers.
Yeah, probably.
From Target?
Yeah. I don't know what I bought from Target.
I love it.
I'm torn, too, on the whole pickup thing. I used to think it was a good idea because it kept my wife out of the store, and she couldn't, you know, buy stuff that we didn't need that she just saw on the shelves. But now she's shopping from the couch all the time.
Just as long.
Just as long, putting stuff in the cart. And
and no physical money exchanges.
Exactly. So it feels like you're not spending money.
Yeah. I love this. Yeah. I don't know if I told the story or not. It's not a great story, but this just sums up wives. I love when I ran into your wife at World Market in Maple Grove. So I text AJ a picture of Mac and Harper because I had Harper. Abby had Mac.
Yep.
So I text AJ a picture of the two kids just to freak him out for 1 second. Like, how is this happening? And his first response was basically, how bad is Abby's cart?
That's funny.
Right? Like, he just wanted to, like, brace himself for, like, how bad is this going to be? I'm like, it's actually not that bad. She's got one of the baskets. She didn't even have a cart. She had a basket. I'm like, you're fine. But I love, as husband role, it's, what am I in for?
Yeah.
Is she getting away with murder while I'm working? I'm like, nope, she's doing fine. You're dodging this bullet.
I may be the only husband in the world who spends way more money than his wife.
Probably.
I mean, it's not even close.
I definitely do.
Do you really? Man. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Good, same here.
But your wife's an accountant, isn't she?
What's she's an account? Like in
finance?
Wait, she's a corporate accountant. We have separate.
Three baskets.
She's got the brain for it.
That's the Tootsie Roll Owl.
That's an account.
Doesn't he talk?
Do it again.
A one. A two.
That's the Tootsie Roll Owl. That's not the count from Sesame Street.
The count is one.
You gotta add that in.
A one. A two is the. Okay, sorry.
How many licks does it take?
Creatures.
Yeah. Again, wrong. Sauce doesn't know that.
One, two, who? Three.
That was a three. I just like saying a three.
I think he does do that, but.
Yeah.
56 days till Vegas.
Good for you guys, man.
56, huh?
Yeah.
That's the bye week trip? Or what,
yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
You need to come with.
Yeah, I know.
Just play poker. Sit in the sports book with us. Make money. And then.
I'm not playing cards. Cards suck.
Watch someone else play cards.
That sounds even worse.
Yeah that's terrible.
I watched on TV for almost two decades and it helped me zero. So forget that garbage. No Target run for Andy, huh?
Nope, didn't make it this time.
Sad.
And you're going back to England today.
Yes, yeah.
Well, we'll miss you, Andy.
Yeah, we're going to miss you.
Miss you all too.
Yeah, I thought you'd stay longer than that, Andy.
He's got a family.
Well,
and a job.
Does he? Not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if he's hiding from the law? I didn't think about that.
In your house.
At my house.
Yeah.
Did he find Abby's car?
I don't know. Did you find it?
I think so.
Okay, good. Yeah, I guess it was in the driveway this morning. That's true.
Yeah, it was stuck in park.
Right.
It's leaking it out of every hole in it.
So am I.
Oh, sick.
Yes.
Andy.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you, Andy.
I'm going to miss you too, Chris.
How was Meat Sauce and Monty last night?
Monty was really good.
Well played.
I wish the show was over. I wish that was just Andy's American walk-off.
That was good. Andy. That was actually fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, Andy showed up, man. Everyone was like, he's faking that. Like, no, he's not.
He's
like,
faking what? Like it's accent. A disease?
Or like it's a it's a significant other's, you know.
Yeah.
But he's like, what? I'm like, no, he talks like that. And they're like, no. I'm like, yes.
Hang on. What people do you hang around that think that a guy is doing a prestige on an accent?
The problem is,
it's a long play.
He's not from St. Paul.
I do such a good accent that they all just assume everybody's just faking. Yeah,
yeah, they all assumed it's hockey.
Yeah.
You do a great accent.
You do.
Thank you.
Yeah, they wouldn't leave me alone, would they?
No.
Yeah, they just kept talking to me, so I didn't really see much of the show.
Yeah,
it's all right.
It's fine. You didn't miss much.
What do you think of that casino?
It looks like a casino.
Yeah.
Good answer.
I think I texted you guys this when we went up north this last weekend. we stayed at a casino hotel in War Road, and Mac all weekend long wanted to go downstairs to the arcade.
Yeah, that's the best part of casinos casino. For kids. Arcades.
No, no, no. There was no arcade.
Oh, there
he
was
wanted
not.
To go down to the... He saw... Because they look like arcade machines.
Oh,
like
yeah. Arcade.
That's a very
boy.
Expensive
yes.
arcade.
Yes. That's my boy.
Can't, bud.
Yeah, that's basically... Yeah. They make them look like that.
That's my boy.
Hockey, when do you go to the arcade?
I don't know. I need to go again soon. I it's like an ATM for me. I need
never
to
go
some
ATM.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to do that.
Hey, by the way, I'm staring at the five people playing initials today, right? Because Mark's out today.
Right.
Andy is in.
Yeah.
And Creasel's
sticking
around.
Creasel's in too?
Yeah.
Sweet. Oh, yeah.
You five are the five.
Yeah, man.
5:50 in the morning, you're already here.
Let's do this.
Oh, and AJ had a week off, and now he's probably going to dominate again. You know one what? Of you four has to stop him.
I'm hoping Sauce is feeling confident, because it became obvious last week he's intimidated by you, AJ.
So wait a minute. That's AJ, I want you to be honest, and I know you will be. You really would have, at least in your car, had 10 last week?
Yes. Now, again, in your car is different.
No pressure.
We've said this all the time. No pressure. You're not in the room, yada, yada. But I would have had 10 last week.
Jeez.
I would have had 5. And I had First Lady before Mark Parrish.
Oof.
Which is pretty quick, right?
Mm-hmm. Super quick.
Well,
I told Tim, though, I was at work, and I said, I turned down a chance to play initials today, so inevitably I'm going to do well. And
would have had 5.
Oh, yeah.
AJ, the last time you played, what happened? Did you win
the major? I think I won.
Sauce, last time you played, what happened?
I won.
Kreese, last time you played, what happened?
I won.
Uh-oh. Something's got to give. Chris, last time you played in May, what happened?
In May, I won once.
Is that the last time he won?
I think it was May. I'll look it up again. I don't
no,
think
he's May. Won. But
I don't think so.
He's already brought it up not too long ago.
I've been really good. I just haven't won.
It's a 14 or 15 or 16 game streak where he... well, AJ won something like, what, 9 out of 12
well, yeah,
or whatever it was.
Like 10 of 15?
Yeah, so...
Man.
It's been rough.
It's already almost October.
Yeah, it's the best, Hogsley. It's cold
calm
out.
Down.
It's happening. No.
That 80-degree weather's gone
thank
again.
Thank God.
You guys want to hear a crazy story?
Yes.
Yeah, babe.
I know we're...
Yes, bitch. I love that.
A parachutist on Thursday...
That. It's crazy.
...was killed in a collision with a semi-truck...
Jesus.
...near Lodi, California.
Lodi?
Yeah.
So he landed and then got hit by a... Or she.
Landed.
That's the part sexist.
She landed and got hit by a semi? I
thought that was a keyword.
She hit the semi.
Oh,
yeah.
She hit
she
the semi.
She struck the semi while landing.
Was the semi moving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on a highway.
Oh, ugh. My gosh.
Yeah.
Oh,
they didn't feel a thing.
The semi didn't.
I don't know if either
that,
one
that
of
was
them
quick,
did.
I bet.
Oh,
depends how you hit, though.
I can't tell, but from the looks of it, I think she went through the top of
doesn't
it.
Doesn't it look like there's a hole in the top of it?
Yeah.
Then they felt it.
Yeah.
And how long until the semi-truck driver noticed? Because, it's not like the cab of your car where if something hits the roof, it shakes and makes a giant noise.
Right.
He noticed
a different
when he
part
hit
of
New
a
Jersey.
Vehicle.
Right. And she must have been saying the whole way, oh, my God, no, 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 no.
Yep.
You know?
How hard do you have to hit to go through the roof of a semi?
I don't know.
Like, I wonder if she was not in control.
That parachute had a hole in it, obviously, or something.
Yeah, because, sometimes you'd think, hey, I'm going to land on this semi-truck and try and ride it out.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why I don't jump out of planes.
That's why.
That's a good reason, Joe.
Yeah. That's a good one.
You found the instrumental for this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I did not. I shouldn't take... Zach did.
Oh, Zach did.
Yeah. That's badass. This is,
is
Bow
sweet.
Down by I Prevail. Ouch. That's so heavy it hurts. This song's so heavy it makes me sore. You see Andrew Sandejo almost killed Mrs. teammate last night?
I haven't seen the play yet.
It's right
it
now
was
on
vintage,
the TV.
Vintage
it's literally
Sandejo.
Happening
I'm
as we speak.
So glad he's not on the Vikings.
So he lowered his head and just threw his body into traffic.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what he always
I'm
did.
I'm watching right now.
I saw the reaction on Twitter, but I'm not sauce. Yeah. I didn't actually
have we heard
see
about
the play.
The guy? Is he okay? It looked pretty
moving.
Serious.
That was like a 10-minute delay in the game.
And usually, you don't have to do this, but a lot of times... The guy on the stretcher gives the old thumbs up. He didn't do that and wasn't moving on his way out. They said he was moving. They said like somebody on the field saw him move. But he didn't do the thumbs up, and I was like, oh, man, like maybe this is really
be better
bad.
If we just flicked off Anderson Dejo on the cart. Just a giant middle finger as he's getting pushed off.
That's vintage Sendejo, yeah, a highlight of a receiver just running free, and there's Sendejo like 15 yards back.
So who is it? Maddox that got hit?
Yeah.
He's tackling the gentleman to the ground.
He has him wrapped up.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden
Sendejo comes in like a
with his head
and
down.
He like turns a guy his head whose head turns in a his head
this
pit.
Way.
Yeah. This is terrible radio, but turns his head to the right, and he's moving to the left, and just crushes him.
Yeah, he smoked you.
Just reckless.
And half of me expected Sendejo to get up and celebrate the hit.
Right.
And someone actually the other day on Twitter said, we could have kept Sendejo if we didn't sign Cousins. Don't look bad.
Anthony Harris has been playing awesome,
Harris.
Too.
Yes. Harris is sweet.
Yeah, he's good.
Front page sports is next. Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan. The Fan.
Because my good friend Andy is leaving me today, going back to our homeland. I'm going to be playing Rock and Roll that he likes today. So this is for you, Andy, my good friend.
Great, just go home now.
In case I never see you again. In case this time the guy stabs you and you actually die.
Yeah. What is this?
This is LA Guns. It's Andy's best favorite in the wild.
That can't be right.
It's true.
This is hideous.
That's great.
It's great. We love it because we know good music. Or something. Hey,
that's hideous.
Yes.
Why you always gotta be putting me down?
Ugh.
Damn, that's good. Damn.
Okay.
Hey, Andy.
Yes, sir.
I know we've got to do sports and stuff.
Stuff.
But Andy told me the greatest story ever told on the way in this morning.
Yes, I did.
Would you like to tell them for me?
Yeah, sure. So, basically, when I was at college, one of my best mates, his mum was in prison. She ended up in prison because she killed his dad.
Jesus. Great story.
Andy, it's Friday.
Now, listen to this, Blank.
So basically, what happened, how it transpired, was the fact that his dad was a bit of a douche. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit handy, shall we say.
So he deserved to be killed, Andy?
I wouldn't say deserved to be killed. Nobody deserves to be killed.
But it's like a self-defense thing,
I think,
right? She killed him in self-defense, or at least that was her claim?
Not really.
Oh, not really?
Not really, when you hear the story.
Okay.
So basically, she started to play away from home. Mm-hmm. He liked his fishing and his drinks in. And because we live by the sea, fishing incorporates jumping on a boat usually. Mm-hmm. And going out and do some sea fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, him and his friends were meant to go off. Unfortunately, the weather turned and he came home early and caught her in a compromised position even.
Literally.
Yeah. And then beat 7 bags out of the guy and her.
Beat 7 bags.
And thought nothing of it. But then in her little mind, she come up with a little plan. She cooked him his favorite meal, what is steak pie and mashed potatoes, and then she on the table put ketchup and gravy. So he had a choice. Unfortunately, in the gravy was a poison. So he chose the gravy and, in her mind, killed himself. Unfortunately, at that time, or fortunately, she nearly got away with it.
Jesus.
Because the poison at the time was undetectable, and it took ICI, who's a big chemical company in the UK, 18 months to discover that it was a poison called paraquat. They now actually put a little tracer in there so the police can discover it quicker. But he died of multiple organ failure, symptoms of pneumonia.
So it was steak that he had?
Yeah, he had
and
steak
pie. And
he
put gravy on a steak?
He
deserved it.
Your gravy's different than our gravy. So ours is a beef, meat, juice, stock.
So it's like an au jus.
They have crystal gravy in England.
Oh, yeah. That's still a thing?
Yeah.
So they like did TV shows and have written books and stuff about it.
Yeah.
See, if she was she should have killed him when he was beating her and the guy that she was getting throttled by.
Straight up self defense.
Yeah.
Right, then it's straight up self defense.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. 100%. She feared for her life.
But Sauce, you know this as a serial killer aficionado. Okay.
Almost always. Then this isn't a serial killer. This is just one murder.
Yeah.
It's almost always when it's women, it's something passive like poison.
Yeah. Well,
That's like their number one MO.
What was the lady in Monster? Wasn't her thing?
Charlize Theron's character.
Self-defense. Wasn't that her, her rebuttal?
I never saw that. I heard it was terrific.
Her thing was, I think she would kill men that were looking for prostitutes. And then she would just claim it was self-defense.
Johns?
When they attacked her. She killed Johns. Yeah. That was her thing. But yeah, it's never like, you never heard of some woman who's going around like stabbing people. It's always poison or something like that. Yes.
Right.
To answer your question.
He should have just gotten an attorney and not hurt anybody.
Well.
Yeah. Rosie.
I mean, I feel for that guy, but. Rest in peace. That is a crazy story.
I know. Also, even if your husband's out fishing,
you don't bang in the house. Yeah. What if he comes home?
Right. Do it on work trips.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Do it at sporting lessons.
Oh, boy. All the things.
I got real in here.
We should probably.
Man, I'm hungry today. Somebody should bring us some food.
What would you want?
Duh.
Anything at this point. Pizza would be good. You know what is really weird? I want some mixed veggies.
What?
You want a steak with gravy on it?
What do you want, iguana?
Yeah, you're drunk.
Iguana.
That's what they eat. We had one.
What? You had an iguana?
Yeah.
You like Smitty or you and Dov?
Dov and I. Dov wanted one, so naturally.
Who took care of one?
My mom. But Dov wanted it, and you fed it like vegetables. It was gross. He loved it. It was kind of cool. And then my mom had to give it away.
What was the iguana's name?
I don't remember.
Dov never paid for the vegetables, obviously, right?
No. Do you think we ever ate them? No.
Did the iguana have a Game Gear, too?
No.
Last night on Thursday Night Football, the Eagles won 34-27 over the Packers. Carson Wentz, 160 yards, but 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, a 113.2 passer rating. Aaron Rodgers had 53 attempts, 422 yards, but a late interception sealed it for the Philadelphia Eagles, who were 4-point dogs, so they won outright.
Oh, no.
The Eagles are 2-2. The Pack lose their first game of the year. They are now 3-1. That's also the first loss for the NFC North outside of the division.
I'm glad they lost.
Love it.
Yeah, no doubt.
If you have Jordan Howard on your fantasy football team, congratulations. 3 touchdowns total, 2 on the ground, 1 in the air.
If Jordan Howard on your fantasy football team, he's probably on the bench.
I had him. He's on my bench.
Oh.
You can't start him.
No.
He was horrible for 3.
He's a backup running back.
Yeah, thank you, Age. He was horrible.
Hold on, here he goes. I think this is the part. There's a reason I played this song. Coming up right out of the break here you go. Damn it, no. He said something about eating barbecued iguana, but I can't remember when. I haven't heard the song in a million years. Is it?
Barbecued iguana.
He says, I went down to Tijuana eating barbecued iguana or something like that.
Great tune.
Is it?
I've never heard this.
What?
No idea what this is.
Yeah. Who is this?
Did you guys not watch MTV when you were younger?
Wall of Voodoo.
I did.
Yeah, you had to have heard this, John.
Mexican radio. You've
heard this, yeah.
I don't know.
I think his face comes up out of a thing of beans.
I think I'm going to bring John on this one.
Maybe it's right here. Nah, first he goes... Brr.
Okay,
plus a terrible song.
This part.
Oh, no way. Right. The song rules.
No.
That guy, Leo, the guy that does all the metal covers, should just rock the F out of this.
Maybe right here. Nope.
Another.
This is not worth it at all.
It will be.
Yeah, this is a long word, iguana.
Okay.
So your microphone's cutting out.
Here you go.
Totally worth it.
Okay. Totally. Told you.
It's a 3-minute build-up.
I feel so much better now.
Thank you.
I think I can make everybody's day.
Oh. Ooh. Can you show me your boobs?
Yeah.
Peel them out.
If I had them, I would know how to get rid of them.
Sauce?
Yeah. Mychestdx.com. That's mychestdx.com. Say bye to your man boobs.
Somebody brought up the other day that it sounds like you're saying your chesty ex.
I know.
Like your busty ex-girlfriend or something. Go to my chesty ex. Well, where does she work? I'll go talk to her.
I will reserve comments.
Okay. I can make your day, though. Check this out.
Wait 3 months.
According to reports, the NFL is dropping the 18-game proposal.
Good.
And now considering a 17-game regular season, which I'll
have a lot of questions about that nobody wrote about yesterday. I don't understand that. But anyway, we'll get to that in a second. How about this, though? Did you guys see Adam Schefter's tweet? He said, part of this proposal is to possibly, quote, eliminate preseason games in their entirety. So other reports were saying that this would reduce the preseason by a game or maybe two games. Schefter's saying there's a possibility they all go.
Go bye-bye.
I'm that okay
would
that.
Be the best thing the NFL could ever do for the long-term health of sweet. This league.
Well, I just think if the injuries would mount.
But just treat it like college football.
Yep.
Just every game matter, and if you're not ready game one, then get better coaches, get better players.
Would training camp start earlier?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder.
As a season ticket holder, I love that because
it's time to get ready. Wouldn't it?
Right, you don't get milked.
It sucks. Yeah, you keep when you're grabbing that.
Yeah, quit touching that thing.
That's not fair.
That's the only way.
The microphone.
What am I, your mom? Quit touching that thing.
Yeah.
For God's sakes, we're in public.
Think about just
you're gonna
being
go blind.
Forced to buy two games is so dumb.
Right.
For season tickets, yeah.
Yes.
Games that suck. And this again.
And they're pointless.
This is not an anti-Vikings preseason game. This is it sucks for everybody. Yeah. I hate that they have to do it. But here's my question. How do you do a 17-game regular season fairly? It's an odd number.
Just one more, obviously, non-divisional game, I would guess.
Homer Road, though.
Oh, it would probably, you'd have to go every other year. So this year you get...
Maybe.
Yeah.
You get 9 home games. Next year you get 8.
Same thing with a preseason schedule, right? If they reduce it by 1... Who wants 2 home preseason?
Right.
I mean, financially you do, but then just gross, man. Ugh, I don't know.
But I'm glad they're working on it now instead of having a lockout. Get all these hashed out so we don't have a work stoppage.
The current CBA expires at the end of 2020.
Mm-hmm. So it's good that they're hashing this out a year and a half in advance.
Tony Romo shot a 70 yesterday.
Jeez.
And this matters for Vikings fans. The reason why it does is he is playing at the Safeway Open. Just for perspective, big names like Justin Thomas shot a 71. Phil Mickelson shot a 75. Again, Romo shot a 70. If he makes the cut, he misses the Vikings-Bears game on CBS on Sunday.
We get Boomer, right?
Yeah.
Boomer is the one filling
in. The thing, when I heard the story last night on Bump, I thought, shooting whatever he shot is amazing.
70.
That's amazing. It's unbelievable. But when the pressure mounts that he's got to basically the same thing to make the cut, we'll see. But that's what he did yesterday is unbelievable. And Hockey shot himself.
No,
he shot a 70.
So the cuts are after today, right?
Yeah.
That's easy. That's an old person.
I would drink poison gravy if I could shoot 70. I'd be so happy.
Really?
Shoot 70?
The Twins won 10-4 over the Tigers. Home runs by Scope and Astudillo. So Lots of Tugu hits number 4. Scope hit number 23. First team in Major League Baseball history to hit 300 home runs in a season. The Twins have 301. The Yankees have 299. And both teams have 3 games to go.
Yeah, that was the game in hand. So it's straight up.
Straight up, 3 games each, and the Twins have a 2-home run lead.
And we have the Royals.
The Yankees are at the Rangers.
We'll see who they bring out this weekend for the lineups. That'll be a huge thing, because yesterday it was all the backups.
The people that weren't super hungover.
They can still hit home runs.
Yeah. I've never seen a
power take so much money. Throw the damn towel. We got this.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Gopher football at Purdue tomorrow, 2:30. Gophers are about 1.5 favorites. The over-under is 53.5. The Gophers are 3-0. Purdue is 1-2.
Man, let's go.
PJ, your thoughts?
I think they have a really good chance. Shannon Brooks is back. He's really good. I think, obviously, if it were here, I think they'd be 4 or 5 point favorites. So good for them for being a home, a road favorite.
Well said.
I hope they lose by 50, but.
Hey! You can't say that on this radio station.
That completely turned. He's like saying all these things, and then all of a sudden, that's funny.
They'll win tomorrow.
God.
Purdue's hideous.
And their quarterback's out.
Yeah, the Gophers will win tomorrow. I bet they win big tomorrow.
I just can't stop thinking about waffles.
Oh,
that would be
is that your
girl.
Brain right now?
Hockey's so hungry.
I'm so hungry.
Oh.
When you get hungry in the morning, Chris, do you get hungry for breakfast food or non-breakfast food more often?
Usually breakfast food. I don't know why, but when I'm really hungry like this, I crave pancakes.
Of the all-you-can-eat variety, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what the best place in the whole wide world is?
Where?
The original Pancake House. I was house just going to say that. Grove.
Those hash browns, the oniony hash browns. Holy moly.
Have you ever eaten there, Cor?
The one off of Bass Lake?
Yeah.
No.
What the hell is
and
wrong
like
with you?
It's 5 minutes from my house. Oh my drive past it all the time.
They eat really thick bacon, Corey.
You need to really think about your life.
Pancakes? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, waffles? I've seen them eat a waffle, yeah. Just with nothing on it.
You had a souffle omelet there, Chris?
Yes. They're
about
huge.
As big as your head? Yeah. They're massive. Yeah. And they're like 2 inches thick.
I've eaten so much there that I literally had to go lay down.
Oh, yeah.
That's just not there, though.
Yeah, good point.
Did you do that in the Burger King drive?
Yeah, they're much everywhere.
Their managers are fans of the show as well.
Are they really?
Yeah.
If they were real fans, they'd bring us pancakes.
Yeah.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan. Easily one of my favorite songs of all time. This song just shreds.
This is a ripper. Is this a cover of it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, this is a little different, right?
Talking away. I'm sorry. Sauce and I were looking at pictures of J-Lo's butt.
That's a very nice
Is this Weezer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got super distracted.
Look at Jay. Look at this, whatever her name is.
Yeah, she's 50.
Oh, God.
Is that currently?
Yeah.
No, like not this second, but...
Dude, you got to see. There's another picture I can't find that we saw this morning, of her beside
A-Rod.
This one, the one she's doing the Super Bowl with,
Shakira.
Yeah, and they were said, who would you choose? That's the picture they used. This is a current picture.
You have a killer dumpster.
Oh God!
Look how ripped she is.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, I should go to the bathroom and take care of business. I know. I got troubles today. I admit
You have a killer dumpster.
I don't. I don't. But I'm gonna need a dumpster. Nah, I'm not going to show you that.
Wait, show us.
No. I don't want to get you fired.
She's so hot.
Just,
what?
That's the sounds of a man who's too horny to go on.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. You know what? I've watched that damn British television show about 8 days in a row now, and I haven't had time to be by myself, if you know what I mean.
Corey, what was that show with the honk if you're horny bit?
Tim Robinson's I think you should just leave on Netflix.
Yeah.
That is one of the funniest sketches I've ever seen.
Yeah, top 10 sketch of all time.
That's hockey. That is hockey.
It's me, man. It is. I admit it. And we were on the way back from where did we go in the Jefferson Lines bus the last time? Detroit Lakes?
Yeah.
And I watched every episode of that show
That was
on
the way back from Bemidji, right?
Okay, that was it. Yeah. Not every episode's a home run, but when they hit one out of the park, man, it
is
something. You can't believe how funny it is.
He's funny.
But I like, because I agree, even the ones that, quote, miss, he still is fearless, right, Tim?
Yeah, right.
Some of it's so nonsensical, but you can just tell he's going for it because he doesn't care. And at least the concept was funny, but just sometimes it didn't make you laugh, if that makes sense.
Sure, right.
You're like, I see where they were going, but yeah, whatever. But man, when that show hits, I about pissed my pants about 10 times.
I laughed so hard at that.
That was the best one ever.
It's so...
Because I've been there. I mean, that is when you're just... Where there's just sounds going through your head because you're so horny, you have a stomach ache.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst.
You and I'm telling you, by the way, the guy in that video, Connor O'Malley, is the one who's so horny that he can't go on.
God, that's funny.
He's one of the best Twitter follows, too, because his entire life is just nonsense. He does this bit where he gets dragged in a lake, but he's in a full tuxedo, and he basically thinks he's Jay Leno, and he does like a lake show. It's just so stupid.
It's
so
funny, though.
I love that.
For months, he did this bit about how he wanted Howard Schultz to run for president. I don't even know how to do it justice without just saying, you just got to watch it. I don't know if he still is, but he was a writer on Seth Meyers' show.
Okay.
He's a freaking genius, but he's the weirdest guy I've ever watched.
The best part of that bit, Corey, is it pays off. He has porn and movies in the back of his car.
That's,
that's the best part. He actually has it.
And
you'd think somebody would have movies or pamphlets or something.
And he's like, just take when he goes, Oh, I've seen these before.
Yeah. I've seen most of these.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Can we do something that we don't normally do at 626?
Sports?
How about this instead?
Now it's time for headlines.
We normally do this at the 8 o'clock hour, but we got so much going on in the 8 o'clock hour today. I got a whole bunch of crazy headlines. I'd like to go through them with no context. You guys react.
But I hope you're not going to do the main one. Because we got to do that whole story.
Literally, the main one.
Then we have to do that whole story.
The guy one?
Yes, yeah. The shoplifter.
No, I'm not getting to that
one. Okay, good.
That's not involved in this.
Thank God.
Now it's time for headlines.
A woman in Oregon was arrested for giving her coworkers bean dip that she'd spiked with meth.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, lucky.
What? Ish. I mean, did she...
There are people just licking the bowl when it was empty.
Was a good bean.
Man, can you imagine that?
Five layer?
Did you supply scoops for them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I'd probably put up
scoops are so good.
Those are.
Can you imagine that, though?
Fritos scoops.
Oh, yeah.
For real, let's put ourselves in that spot. You eat something you had no intention of ever doing a drug in your life or whatever, and suddenly you're losing your mind.
Yeah.
I mean, that's scary as hell if you really think about what happened to those people.
Or... awesome.
Yeah.
Or what if they're saying,
boy, I don't know, man.
Why have I not been doing drugs? This is the best. Bean dip and meth.
What sort of event was it? I'm sorry, did you say?
Just at work.
A work party?
That's aggressive.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
I mean, it's aggressive anyway. You're like, at work?
I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, we're about to have a Halloween potluck here at work.
Yeah.
I guess we do every year, but if someone did that here,
Chad Abbott would be like, you guys should talk about penises a lot more.
Well, if Jeff Manis doesn't fix this microphone, I'm going to lay something.
You don't need to manhandle everything like it's your Johnson.
Well, I'd like to move this microphone around.
I hate to say it. You're not
visual joke.
Sorry.
But that was funny.
Yeah, that was good.
What were you saying?
You're not at your other job.
I'm going to fart. Sorry. I got a full.
You got to get the full experience, Andy. You hear this on the podcast. Don't grease your shorts.
McDonald's is testing a plant-based burger in Canada called the PLT for plant, lettuce, and tomato.
It's dumb. This is the impossible burger that everyone's doing. Yes. It's super trendy right now. Have you had any of them?
No. Glad you said plant.
I
plant. PLT.
I've had those at home before, veggie burgers at home. They're really good, man.
They Does make it you taste fart a lot. Enough like meat to be...
It's just bean. I mean, it
you know what?
It's seasoned beans, basically, right?
It does taste a little like burger, but you know the weird thing about it that you have to really get past is the texture.
Texture, for sure.
Mm-hmm. The texture is nothing like a burger.
Yeah. It's a...
I'll stick
crunchy. Not crunchy. But.
Sometimes they're crunchy.
Scientists at Northwestern and Columbia built a tiny laser that's 1,000 times thinner than a human hair. And they're hoping to eventually implant them inside people's brains to treat things like epilepsy.
Wait a minute.
1,000 times thinner than a human hair.
Wow.
How's that even possible?
You know, I have one simple request. And that is to have sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their heads.
I'm glad you had it. I was about to say it, and I would not have done it justice. That's good
thousand
news.
Times thinner. Researchers in the UK. I have like four science notes today. That's science note number one.
I love science.
Researchers in the UK think they found evidence that babies were using sippy cups as far back as 7,000 years ago.
Excuse me?
Sippy cups 7,000 years ago.
Yeah, some people John and I hang out with should use a sippy cup.
We'll talk about Nordo like that.
This will make everybody feel better, I think. Obviously, too much working out can make your body tired, but a new study in France found that it can make your brain tired, too. Hitting the gym harder than usual can cause mental fatigue.
Yeah, that's why I don't do it.
Unless they sharp.
I believe prior to this study, the thought was the opposite, correct? Like, get your blood pumping, get everything going, and you're...
Especially like a pre-work
workout. Your brain, get those endorphins.
But there's another way to do that, though, in the shower.
Okay.
Yeah.
Geologists in Australia found fossilized microbes from 3.5 billion years ago, and it's the oldest signs of life on Earth that we've ever found. Before this, they weren't sure if life started that early. Of course, Earth itself is about 4.5 billion years, so it took about a billion, they think, to get going.
Jeez.
Man, I wonder what salted us.
Don't know.
Did they use sippy cups?
Don't know.
No wonder there's so much plastic, right?
Yeah.
A new survey found that if you lend cash to loved ones, there's a 50% shot that it goes badly.
Oh, of course.
Oh, hockey. Yeah.
Only if they're family members.
Yeah.
Don't lend money to anybody.
Well,
tell them just to give it.
Loved ones.
Don't say tell them that. To get their own money.
Yeah, people need cash.
Hershey's is selling sweet cinnamon Kit Kats for Christmas.
Been meaning to talk to you.
Yeah.
Sweet
Do you
have cinnamon Kit Kats?
That sounds incredible.
Yeah. Sounds like some Ron Burgundy.
That sounds incredible.
Here's what happened. Careful. Abby will buy them. She'll have one. And then AJ will come in with a giant bag of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That
Last but not least, this is the one that I thought we would probably want to discuss the furthest or the most. Ready? There's a missing homeless man in St. Louis who's a millionaire. When his mother died, she left him almost $1 million in an account, but he turned down the money because he says he wants to stay homeless.
Okay.
Well.
So where did the money go?
Just sitting in an account. He turned it down. I don't know if it goes back to an estate of some kind, or maybe he's just mentally turning it down. If it's in his account, maybe he's just saying, no thanks.
For now.
I'm not going to withdraw that.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't have any context. Yeah. That's why we do this headlines bit without context. That's all I know.
That's crazy.
You're homeless. Somebody gives you $1 million, your mom in this case, and you say, no thank you.
Oh, that sounds cool without the words.
He just hates chores.
I can't wait for this concert. It's like 3 weeks from now.
You're going?
You gotta work,
dude. Of course. I'm not working.
You gotta work!
Who's not going to a Vikings game?
You gotta work!
21 Pilots. They're here during a Thursday night Vikings game. Like, I give a rat's ass. I'm going to see the Pilots.
Charge is next, boys.
Fantasy Charge Challenge is next on the Power Trip. Want to show on the Fan.
Books at Holiday.
The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Hey, Charge, can you hear me?
I can. Hi.
Hi, Charge.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Hi, Charge.
Hi.
Hi, Corey.
It's good to talk to you, Charge. Hey, Charge.
Yeah.
Are you amazed? Yeah. Have you ever met anybody as bad at fantasy football as I am? Honestly, somebody who's a darker cloud to fantasy football prospects than me.
What are you talking about? You are so good at fantasy football. It's such 3D chess for you that you took Antonio Brown knowing that he would be removed from the team and that his backup, Philip Dorsett, would end up scoring a touchdown.
Yeah, good point.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, you actually tied for the lead
for
the week.
Thank you.
You and I each scored 12. I had T.Y. Hilton. You had Philip Dorsett. 12 was the top score for the week. So you technically made the best possible choice.
You're right. Never
as
mind.
The number
Thank
one pick.
You.
What a weird week, though.
That's how ahead of the game Chris is.
Yep, that's right.
It's like flowers for Algernon.
I didn't think about
you're
it.
You're way smarter than you even know.
Thank yeah,
very
you so
similar.
Much.
That's
no
exactly
idea.
What I was going to say.
Yeah.
Charge, before we get to the Fantasy Charge Challenge, I saw you responding to somebody on Twitter a couple days ago, maybe even yesterday, about Mario Kart Tour.
Yeah.
What the hell
Mario Kart Tour.
What is that?
Well,
it's an iPhone game?
It's the iPhone version of
stop
Mario
there.
Kart.
Stop there. I don't even care then. Never mind.
Well, you're alone because
that
1 million
awful.
Downloads worldwide in the first 24 hours it was available.
That sounds awful.
It's free to download, but of course it's on your phone, so that means they're going to try to nickel and dime you for, you know, different cars and so there is a pretty heavy-handed monetization scheme in it. Including not letting you play after a certain amount of time. You have to just set the game down unless you want to pay to continue playing.
Jeez.
Stuff like that I hate. But it's still Mario Kart. It's made by Nintendo and it's on your phone.
Have you played it yet?
A lot of people tell it matters. No.
Sorry, have you played it?
And I'm not going to.
It's a little difficult to control.
Because
they try to set it up to be a one-hand game. You can play with one hand. You hold it. It's a one-thumb kind of steering mechanism. My 5-year-old's played it a lot, which is you know, the purpose for me. But it's interesting, Charge, because you think back to Super Mario Run and the way that they monetize that with a $9.99 flat fee. And they caught a lot of flack because of that, which that seems like an expensive iPhone game, but they caught a lot of flack because they didn't maximize the money that they could make by nickel and diming an unlimited amount of time, or like all the other games do. They ultimately ended up making less money having a $10 iPhone game than if it was a free game where you can, like you said, pay to play more, get different carts, and soup your stuff up.
What I don't get, Charged, though, is last time I checked, the Switch is mobile. Isn't that the whole idea? Is you can take it anywhere, and it's got an actual controller or controllers you can attach to it. You can hook it up to Wi-Fi. If people really want to play Mario Kart against each other mobily, isn't that what we already have on the Switch? Who the hell's going to...
Well, ask yourself this, Corey. A percentage of Americans, or worldwide, percentage of human beings on this planet who own a Switch, probably 0.2%.
Mm-hmm.
Percentage of humans on this planet that own a phone, 98%.
I get it from a Nintendo business perspective, but when I saw the headline, I'm like, this has me intrigued. What's new with Mario Kart? And then as soon as you just said it was a mobile bit, I'm like, I'm out. That sounds awful. Yeah.
I would imagine.
If you've got both, there's no reason to have it on your phone.
Well, shouldn't have even brought it up. My apologies. All right, let's go to the Fantasy Charts Challenge. After, 3 weeks now? The scores look like this. AJ, you have the lead with 54 points.
Thanks, Corey.
I had 12 this week to get me one back of you. I have 53. I know Tommy Olsen likes to call you, John Creasel, JK47. That's exactly how many points you have.
Weird.
47, you're in third. Hawk with Philip Dorsett jumps into fourth and over the Ghost. You have 38 points, Chris.
I'm good at this stuff.
The Ghost has 34, so you have a 4-point lead on the Ghost, and 10 back of the Ghost, and dead last, PJ Lambert.
I have one touchdown in 3 weeks. So I'm not good at fantasy stuff, but I'm glad you're here, Charge. You're good at what you do.
Are you picking last? Have you been picking
first,
last?
Picking first.
He picks first this week.
So if you... Okay. Be kind to me, I'll be kind to you when I see you tonight.
We are initials heavy at the top of the list. It goes like this today. PJ, then JK, then AJ, then me, and then Hawk, and then the Ghost. That's the order 1 through 6. Who are the 6 options this week, Charge?
They are the top 6 running backs I have ranked for this week, so they're all superstars. Nobody can complain that they have a bad matchup or they don't have a great player, whatever. These are all extremely good players.
For my information, which one's hurt? Because that's the one I'm
going to and let them know what teams they're on.
Yeah, which one has allegations?
Mark Ingram plays for Baltimore. He goes up against Cleveland. Last year's versions of the Ravens averaged 170 total yards. These are just the running backs. 170 total yards against Cleveland. This year's version is even better. Mark Ingram leads many fantasy leagues in total scoring so far, and he's averaging 6 yards per carry and almost 2 touchdowns per game.
Hmm. At Cleveland, Charger, or at home?
This is a home game against Cleveland.
Okay.
Christian McCaffrey is a running back for the Carolina Panthers. He will travel to Houston. 2 of Christian McCaffrey's 3 games have been monstrous. He has a 200-yard game and a 180-yard game. Jesus. But the Texans have been brutal against opposing runners. Just one back has topped 100 yards against them in their last 30 games, none in the last 19, and none in the last 14 at home. Mm. Next, Ezekiel Elliott.
That's what hockey thinks it is.
Yes, Ezekiel Elliott. He plays for the Cowboys. He is traveling to New Orleans. Elliott leads the league in red zone rushing attempts and yards. He's riding a 10-game streak in which he has amassed either 100 combo yards or a touchdown. In this meeting last year, he managed 75 yards and grabbed 6 passes for another 60 yards and a score through the air. Next, Marlon Mack. He's a running back for Indianapolis. He takes on Oakland. Mack has averaged 20 carries this year, but I expect that number to be closer to the 25 carries he received against Oakland last year when he ran for 132 yards against them and scored 2 times against these same Raiders.
At home or away?
At home.
At home, okay.
Austin Eckler is the running back for the Chargers. he is the highest scoring running back in many scoring systems, and he plays Miami in Miami.
Jesus.
Easiest matchup of the year. Dolphins are giving up an absurd league-worst 34 carries.
Jesus.
For an astounding 179 rushing yards per game and 2 touchdowns per game to opposing running backs.
And Melvin Gordon is not playing, correct?
Melvin Gordon is not expected to play this week. Lastly, Derrick Henry.
Can I ask one quick question, though?
Yeah, please.
If Melvin Gordon starts, and it sounds like he's not going to, right? Although Lynn kind of hedged a little bit yesterday. Is this a reverse scenario where if Melvin Gordon starts, you get Melvin Gordon then instead?
If your back plays one down, you got that back.
No, but I'm saying if we find out today that Melvin Gordon is the starter on Sunday,
Then is it switched?
No.
No.
It's not.
The only scenario that we would do a switch is if Eckler, for whatever reason, did not play.
Is hurt before the game. Got it.
Yep, hurt before the game.
So you're gambling. You're, even though all the reports are that Gordon is not going to play Sunday, if you draft him and Gordon does play and start, then you're stuck with him.
Yep.
Even if he, even if he gets
clarified, just in case.
Okay.
Yep. If you get one, you're on the field for one play, you got that guy.
Greasy.
That is greasy.
And last one. Derrick Henry is the running back for Tennessee who will travel to Atlanta. Similar volume backs, Dalvin Cook and Marlon Mack, have averaged 19 carries, 93 yards, and 1.5 touchdowns per game on 5 yards per carry against the Falcons already this young season.
Man, I'm glad I'm not picking first because I could argue against every one of these.
Mark Ingram, Christian McCaffrey, Ezekiel Elliott, Marlon Mack, Austin Eckler, and Derrick Henry. PJ, you're first. You're in last place.
That's a lot of room
points. You have to get this right, otherwise you're probably going to lose, even though there's 11 weeks after this.
Man, because I think he's the safest player, and I like watching him play football, and I think that's all that matters at this point, I'm going to Ezekiel Elliott.
Take Ezekiel Elliott first. JK47.
Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey, no hesitation, you're going McCaffrey. A.J. Mansoor.
Whoa. Okay, now we're at the point where I think that those were the two obvious. And we go from here. I don't think there's a risk, but I guess I'm going to take the risk, and I'm going to go Austin Eckler because it's Miami. Hmm.
Yeah.
I will take Mark Ingram fourth. Mark Ingram goes four, so Hawk, you get Marlon Mack for the second time this year. You had him earlier, the one game that I think Mack did absolutely nothing. You had him. Do you want Marlon Mack again, or do you want Derrick Henry?
My number one running back is available for this pick.
Son of a bitch.
And your number six,
and
probably.
Hawk doesn't know who either of them are.
Not that it matters, but yeah. Go for it, Chris.
Son of a bitch. You know what? There's no way you can have two bad games for me in one season. There's no way in hell.
Sure there is.
And no.
Yeah.
And we ran all over Oakland. I'm taking Marlon Mack.
Marlon Mack.
I'm taking Marlon Mack for the second time. And
I think you missed it.
And Derrick Henry is sixth, and he goes to the ghost. Charge, how'd you have it?
Come on. I think he did.
Number one, Marlon Mack.
Wow.
Number two, Austin Eckler. Three, Derrick Henry. Nobody wanted. The ghost got. Then Ingram, McCaffrey, and Ezekiel Elliott, sixth. But they're my top six running backs. Every one of them.
Of course I got the last guy. Potentially.
Yes, you have the toughest matchup on the board against the Saints. So that's why Ezekiel Elliott is last out of this group. But they're all fantastic, and they're all capable of a gigantic game.
The only danger is for AJ is the you know, obviously the situation of running back, because Eckler's going to have 500 yards.
I don't think he'll play.
I don't think he will either.
I don't think.
Eckler will have 500 yards against Miami.
Even if Eckler were the backup, get this, backup running backs against Miami, not the non-starters, are averaging 110 yards and a touchdown per game. The backups.
Dear Lord.
There's really no threat to Eckler here.
Thanks, Charge.
Charge, where is the Friday football feast?
Chanhassen, Minnesota. We encourage people to come down. Chanhassen always draws very well. All the ones that are sort of in the corners of the metro area tend to draw from that corner outstate. So Chanhassen always does great. It's always a great vibe, lots of people, and lots of fun.
So Chanhassen, Buffalo Wild Wings, 9 to noon. Probably get there early if you want a good spot. I assume Greenway will be there. I assume Wabi will be there. UNPA.
All expected. And Lavelle on site. We'll preview both Chicago and the Twins.
Hey, Charge, Vikings win Sunday, right?
Their defensive line against our offensive line, to me, is too much of a mismatch.
Yeah, okay. So.
One more important thing for you. It came up earlier, and I know you're a fan. Your thoughts on Original Pancake House?
Oh, it's the best breakfast place literally in the world.
Yeah.
And the 49er flapjacks are life-altering. You will never taste
hockey has a pair of those
after you've had those.
Thanks, Charge.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Hawk will go through the news. Sauce will go through sports. The Power Trip Morning Show continues after this on The Fan.
Listen to this.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're going out, guys. Let's scent up.
Ooh, I call dibs on ooze.
I've got
insert.
That's a good one.
Why is it called insert?
Oh, because it's been in someone.
Brilliant. He's so funny.
Yeah, because he has his own line of colognes in Parks and Rec. That's the whole bit. Uh-huh. It's the best. Speaking of Parks and Rec, John Ralphio is played by Ben Schwartz, and Ben Schwartz is just... John Ralphio is one of my favorite TV characters of all time. If you watch Parks and Rec, it's almost impossible to not love John Ralphio. He's also the voice of Sonic whenever that movie eventually comes out, whenever they get the animation fixed.
That's not out yet.
No, because remember they had to redo it.
Yeah, I remember
he had human teeth.
Remember who loved it?
Hawks, it looks the trailer
good.
Looked great.
I think it looks good. I didn't mind the teeth.
Anyway, I'm a huge the other day. Ben Schwartz kicks ass. I'm a huge fan. Space Force, the Netflix series with Steve Carell, added 6 new cast members yesterday. And it's pretty star-studded anyway, but the two that they added yesterday that were names that at least I'm familiar with, Ben Schwartz, which I'm pumped about. Yeah, he's rich now. And John Malkovich.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Sweet.
Malkovich and Schwartz joining Space Force. Wow. I'm all in on that show. Can't wait for that to come out. Isn't it supposed to be like The Office? Like, I think it's that style of a show.
I would guess so. Yeah.
What do they call it? A single camera show? Is that what they call it?
Man, that's a funny bit.
I forget.
I don't know what show invented that. Do you think? Do you think it was Friends? Or I'm sorry, The Office in England that invented that?
I'm not familiar enough with.
Don't know.
Was it the same style?
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, camera style.
Was that show a huge hit in England?
Well, The Office.
The Office, yeah.
Yeah.
With what's his face?
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, yeah. It was David Brenton at the time.
Okay, yeah. So
I loved it.
Yeah, great show.
I've never watched the American one.
Oh, dude, you're missing out.
Really? Oh, you'd love it, dude.
It's great.
If you like,
I wonder if you would though. Like, I wonder if you have that distaste towards it.
Yeah, I've seen them both. They're very, very similar. But I would say the English one's a little dirtier.
Is it?
Yeah, a little angrier.
Yeah.
I've only seen maybe a total of 5 minutes of The Office.
Oh, are you kidding me?
I have not, yes.
What are you doing with your life?
You got a baby now. You got plenty of time.
I had to finish The OC, like I told you.
Yeah,
it's a classic. Yeah.
Understood.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Understood.
The OC?
The OC, man.
It bangs.
It bangs, dude.
Okay. How are you ever going to win initials with all of my office clues?
I know.
There's a lot of office clues.
I will start it soon.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey.
Thank you, Zach. Our top story of the day comes from Staffordshire, England.
Mostly said.
What now?
Rather than Staffordshire.
Staffordshire?
No, Staffordshire.
Staffordshire?
He said it properly.
He said, you did a good job.
Thank you.
Instead of saying it like most Americans.
Exactly.
Good.
Thanks, AJ.
That's because I'm partly English now.
You are?
Somebody translate.
You got a little Indian?
Yeah, I had a little English in me. Thank you for that.
It's all right.
A 47-year-old guy named Steve Whitehurst was out shopping at Staffordshire, England, last Sunday with his girlfriend, Mandy Shinton.
Wow.
What was she doing?
Well, we know what your dad's changing his name to. Hey, Mandy, what are you doing? Nothing.
Thank you for that, isn't that? That's great.
Glad she responded.
Well, I can't say a word.
She's done.
Nothing.
Technically, maybe.
Doing that, too?
That's what Dwight Hockey's doing watching it.
Oh, brilliant.
Who's Dwight?
Your dad.
Right after he bought $500 worth of clothes, the store manager confronted him. She said, dude, you're shoplifting.
Henry Lake works there.
He was there?
You're shoplifting. You've shoved stuff down your pants. You have a giant bulge in your crotchal region. It's obvious you've been shoplifting. So Steve was taken to an enclosed area with a male security guard, asked to drop his pants.
What did he steal?
Well, he stole nothing.
The man's breath.
He was packing 10 inches of manhood. He had nothing but penis in his pants.
Well, you got to play the song.
Just thick.
We've all, except for John, where Dwight does the tearful, thank you. Yeah. That's what Hockey would have done had he...
Well, let me speak on behalf of equality, right? The Power Trip Morning Show is a fan of progress.
Yeah.
We want equality. If this guy had to drop his pants, and clearly he wanted to, just to show it off.
Oh, damn right he did.
If this guy was forced to drop his pants and prove he wasn't shoplifting, I'd like to start walking around and accusing gals of stuffing their bra with clothes and make them prove it.
Yes. Yeah.
You clearly are shoplifting, ma'am. No, I'm not. Prove it.
Where'd you get that? Rosen's book?
Here's the best part, by the way. Steve is outraged, as you can imagine, on how he was treated. But
he's not.
No, he's not.
Not mad at all.
You would go into the most highly... You'd go into a fragrance area and just stand there so they'd think you were stealing.
Yeah, I'd handle a bunch of Lysol bottles. Yeah. And they'd be like, he obviously put that down your pants there.
He's outraged that it wasn't a woman. Yeah, that saw right.
No, the one that accused him was.
Well, that's the thing. They say Steve was acting suspicious. He was abusive to the store manager when she confronted him. And nobody asked him to drop his pants. He made that decision on his own.
Of course he did.
I suppose that's a good way to put an exclamation point on any argument. You just pull that thing out.
And you see, in my mind.
Just.
Right. Steve and Mandy Shinton.
Whoa.
We're on their first date in my mind, because that's the way to win right there, is to say, it's so big, ma'am, I'm sorry that they screwed up our date, that my penis is so huge, it interrupted our first date, but can we just skip dinner and get down to business?
Right. Do you want to see Thor's hammer?
Yeah. Do you want to see if you can lift Thor's hammer?
This guy's walking around that store acting suspicious. And then doing power poses so somebody thinks he's shoplifting. Just so he can go, oh, no, I'm not. And then they're going to go, sir, you clearly are.
Sir,
I'll prove it. He's had this plan for years.
How many times have we told you? No lunges in the produce area. Get your giant wiener out of here.
Mr. Elephant Trunk.
That's all Hockey would do. He would do this news segment with his leg up.
I'm going to tell you right now. I mean this. If it ever becomes a reality, guess who the first radio guy to endorse a product will be?
I forget what it was, but remember, pretty recently he stuffed his pants with a water bottle that wasn't fully closed.
Yeah.
And it started leaking.
Yeah,
through
that was
jeans.
At the State Fair. Remember?
That was the State Fair. That's right.
I went out in the first segment with a water bottle in my pants. Yeah. We talked about this earlier. A California skydiver is dead after crashing into a semi upon landing.
Crash.
Oh, jeez. My God, dude.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear the dead part. I apologize.
You didn't hear the dead part.
Oh, I was looking at something.
It's the second time
we brought up the story.
I started this
by saying we talked about this earlier. Then he said, a skydiver is dead.
I didn't
after
hear that
blah,
part.
Blah, 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 blah.
I'm sorry.
How did you not hear that part?
I didn't mean to make light of somebody passing away. I feel sorry for anyone who's involved. I really, really apologize.
Apologize to the skydiver.
I apologize, skydiver.
Not alive. Person's dead.
Who died?
Can't hear you.
Wait, who died?
Skydiver.
I'm sorry. I'm not good at things. I'm sorry. I need to get help. And all that. I'm sorry, Hockey. I didn't mean to do that.
I'm not the one who died terribly.
Sauce isn't sure who died. He wasn't listening. He was looking at some recipe on BuzzFeed.
We're hearing
90% chance you're on BuzzFeed right now.
Upon landing, she slammed into the back of the tractor trailer. That's what we're hearing. So that's much better than what we were all picturing.
It looked like there was a hole. So I wonder what that was.
The top, right? I'm with you, yeah. The woman was perishing with a group of seven people. The rest were okay.
Sauce, why did you just text me, this chick's like Wile E. Coyote?
Oh,
that's not funny, dude.
Unbelievable.
Why do you do that, dude?
I didn't.
That's classless. Just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, keep it to yourself.
Sorry.
That was between us.
Tasteless.
A new resident of Las Vegas is a little richer. After some luck at a North Vegas casino, Clint...
Is he alive?
This show's so dumb. This show is the worst show ever.
Is his last name Shinton? Okay, I'm gonna listen now. Casino. Someone died at a casino.
His last name is Horace
Grant.
That was Horace Grant. Name. His last name was Grant. I just said his last name was Horace.
No one can find him.
Man, what is it like living in your brain?
It's fun for about 5 seconds. Mm.
Southern Nevada resident Clint Torres hit for nearly $1 million at a slot machine at the Allianz Hotel.
Nice.
What was supposed to be a nice trip to the movie theater ended up being an over $935,000 jackpot for Clint Torres.
Where the hell is that casino? I know you said North Vegas.
North Vegas. I've never heard of it.
North Las Vegas is a greasy town.
Is that downtown, though?
What's that?
Is it downtown? Is
no,
north?
No, that's Las Vegas proper.
So like North Mankato?
Okay. It's north of there.
How far is this casino or that area the Strip?
From the Strip? Probably 15 minutes, 20 minutes, yeah.
Yeah. There's some casinos on the outskirts of town that are like standalone, like a Mystic Lake or Treasure Island, that just kind of sit there by themselves. So I wonder if that's one.
I think it is. It's a local place, I would guess.
Yeah. Casinos whale.
Yeah, they're pretty whaling, man.
Red Rock is super nice, but I'm not driving way out there to gamble when I could just walk on the street. It's no chance. Hmm. Super nice, though. I'd go there all the time if it was closer.
And there's one called M, I think, that's super nice, way off the Strip. So. Hmm.
An Indiana mom has been found guilty of battery. Reading's tough.
Yeah, it is.
An Indiana mom has been found guilty of battery and neglect. Are you ready for this?
I'm not going to say anything.
I don't know if I'm going to like this.
For injecting feces into her son's IV bag.
What in the F?
Oh, my God.
Authorities say the incident was caught on video while Tiffany Alberts' 15-year-old son was being treated at the Riley Hospital for Children in Indianapolis. Doctors reported that the injection caused infections in her son, which led to hypotension and septic shock. The boy, who was already suffering from leukemia, had to be put on a ventilator, could have died if he was undergoing chemotherapy at the time. Alberts avoided a charge of attempted murder, but will be sentenced for other charges in December.
That's 100% what that was.
Yeah.
Yes.
What the hell?
How is it not?
I don't know.
Attempted murder is the dumbest charge, too. Just because you failed at it doesn't mean you should get a lesser sentence.
Not our fault.
You tried.
That's a good point. I never thought of it like that. You're right.
What the hell?
That's crap, man.
Yeah, that's gross and illegal.
What's your other reason? I mean, there's no other reason to have feces, period.
Hey, Andy.
Yes.
I can't remember. Did the guy who stabbed you ever get caught?
No. He's still out there.
Is he in the studio?
Well, someone stabbed me in the studio.
Yeah.
Was it that guy? Was it 10-inch Frank?
Was it Cap'n?
Cap'n stabbing. An Argentine woman will spend 13 years in prison for cutting off her husband's Johnson.
What?
28-year-old Brenda Berrettini was found guilty of attempted aggravated homicide. How's it attempted?
Attempted? Yeah, well, because he didn't die.
He didn't die.
Yeah, but he might as well be dead.
For cutting off his genitals with pruning shears in 2017.
Oh! I don't know why that's worse than
a
knife.
Why is that worse?
But there's something about that just made me sit up a little bit. Oh, boy. I wanted it to be a knife. Pruning shears!
See, a knife, you'd have to sit there, pull on it, and saw. Which would be awful. The pruning shears were quick, at least, I'm sure, but still.
Right. They're rusty and old.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. And it's just one.
You need to get new shears, Playboy.
As hockey would say, instead of zip, it's one snip. Oh, God. Ugh, my wiener hurts.
Button bar.
Yeah, stop putting on it.
Yeah. Leave that thing alone for a while. Let it heal.
He did.
Berrettini of Cordoba was apologetic in court. She said she screwed up her life. The victim testified that during sex, she blindfolded him, then stretched it out and cut off 90% of it.
Oh, my God.
See, if it was that other guy, he'd still have an inch.
Yeah, that's good math. Hockey and I'd still be jealous of him.
The victim, Stumpany Penison.
Oh, man. What an ironic name.
Berrettini confessed that she had done it because the man showed their homemade sex tape to a group of his friends. Bad thing to do.
Yeah. Do I mean, that's... He won't do that again.
He won't do that again.
Well, he won't.
Poor old Stumpy.
Yeah, Tom Thumb.
Ouch.
God, oh, my God.
I know. I'd rather skydive into a semi.
I'd rather... go back to Iraq. Couldn't live without the crank, man. Yeah. Need that thing.
And finally, the NFL has tapped Shakira, Lucky, and Jennifer Lopez to perform in Super Bowl 54.
Yeah. Corey, your thoughts?
Shakira might call later.
Oh. Is that right?
I have a chance to book her between now and 9 o'clock on this very show.
Is she going
to
sing the Zootopia song?
Book her, you know?
We'll see. She might call
brought
in.
To you this hour by Culligan Bottled Water.
Thanks, Culligan. Yeah,
thank
she's
you, Culligan
a fan
man.
Of the show.
The Eagles knocked the Packers from the undefeated ranks last night, 34-27. The game ended on a Rodgers interception at the 3-yard line as they were going in for a potential tying touchdown. Rodgers had two TDs on 422 yards in that interception. Carson Wentz, 3 touchdowns on just 160 yards. The Eagles are now 2-2. The Packers are 3-1.
How'd Carson look last night?
He looked all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they won the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Jordan Howard had a giant game.
Okay.
They ran the ball.
Yeah, they ran the ball really well. After they had like a meeting with their offensive line about how bad they'd been running the ball. No one cares. The Minnesota Twins won 10-4 over the Tigers. I just like saying 10-4 over. Jonathan Scope hit the team's 300th home run, and La Tortuga hit 301. He was 4-for-5 with that home run. The Twins are now 99-60, and they will most likely play the Yankees a week from today at Yankee Stadium. The Twins wrap up the season with 3 games in Kansas City. Jose Berríos is scheduled to start tonight. Game time, 7:15.
Berríos.
The Vikings injury report for Sunday versus the Bears, which is at 3:25, pregame at 1:30 on this station, only includes one person that did not practice. That is Josh Klein, who did not practice due to a concussion. Barr, Mac Alexander, Shamar Stephan, Jayron Kearse, Ben Gedeon, and Everson were all full participants. Kentrell Brothers was limited.
I love it!
J-Lo and Shakira will be the halftime show. We just covered that. The Wild beat Dallas 2-1 in Denver last night. They wrap up their preseason on Sunday at 1. And the Gophers take on Purdue in Purdue tomorrow at 2:30. The Gophers are -1.
You know, known fact, and I'm not ripping on you. I'm just telling you, Purdue's not the name of the city.
Oh, well, they take on Purdue in Lafayette.
There you go.
Lafayette, right? How do you say it?
Lafayette.
Is it in Indiana?
West Lafayette.
Is Stumpy going?
Stumpy will be there.
Oh, is he?
Are you talking about me?
Is he? Jeez. You wouldn't go to a Gopher game?
No. I'd rather, yeah, many things I'd rather do.
That's all I got.
Okay. Good job. Yeah, thanks, good job. Buddy. Thanks, nice man. Job.
All right, we play initials an hour from now. We have 5 competitors today. You can start guessing on Twitter who's going to win for your shot at a $100 Visa gift card thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. You got to have the hashtag #PowerTrip. The 5 competitors today, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, AJ Mansoor, John Creasel, and British Dude Andy.
God, I love this song. This is My Name is Human by Highly Suspect.
They are opening for 311 in December.
This is a great tour.
You ever seen these guys, Andy?
No.
No?
No, I haven't before.
You've let me down.
Do you have a t-shirt of them, though?
I only buy t-shirts of bands that I see. As I said, I don't make money off the music. You gotta buy the merch.
I gotta buy that merch.
At 7:30, I'll be giving away yet another pair of tickets to see Nick Swardson at Treasure Island Resort and Casino. So be sure to be the 11th caller at 7:30. 651-989-5326 or 100-327-5326. Hello, my name is Human.
Hello, the Fan.
Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah, he racked himself by humping my shoulder. That's the longest he's ever lasted.
That shoulder's a steel.
We got Rock Elm Tavern food and Honey and Mackey ice cream out in the hallway.
No,
the best day ever!
Man.
This is an unpaid endorsement.
Yeah.
Not paid to say this.
I know you're not.
The greatest ice cream on the planet is Honey and Mackey's Sinful.
Yeah.
The cinnamon ice cream. It's the best ice cream I've ever had.
They have fun with my stuff favorite. And do the Game of Thrones ice creams.
Yeah, and all that stuff is great. But now, since I've had Sinful, I almost can't pick a different one. Because when I go there and get something else, I feel like I'm cheating on Sinful. It's so good. So good.
Is he laying down? Here, please.
This is such a hot cut.
No, he wants to talk to Suzanne.
You first. Hi, Suzanne. What is your name?
My name is Suzanne.
Oh, my God.
Me, Suzanne.
Suzanne what?
Suzanne Varaka.
Why is your ice cream so good?
Love.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Sinful.
How many Honey and Mackeys are there, and where
just
are they?
Just one.
There's just one. It's in Plymouth off of Highway 55 and County Road 24.
Why are there not more than that.
Jesus. You never know what's going to happen.
Oh, that's a tease.
Chris wants one in Maple Grove.
Because Plymouth is too far.
What's your favorite kind?
Sinful.
Did you bring sinful?
I did.
Yeah, she knows.
Corey, I brought a really big container for your wife, too. I bought you a small one and a really big one.
What are the odds that that actually makes it home?
She ain't got to know.
She doesn't listen to this show.
Thank you for the ice cream. Now, you came here. Why?
I came here with Troy from Rock Elm.
That's what I thought. Troy from Rock Elm, come on over here, buddy.
Already up in here.
Troy, what's your name?
I'm Troy Redding with Rock Elm Tavern.
Rock Elm in Maple Grove?
Well, Maple Grove and Plymouth.
Yeah, and Plymouth.
Yeah.
That's how I know Suzanne.
Let me tell you about Rock Elm.
Yeah, you guys are like a parking lot away.
Yeah, I know.
They share the same parking lot off of 55.
You guys rock.
Well, you never know. Suzanne might get up to Maple Grove, too.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Are we breaking news in this joint?
You guys in cahoots together? They're right by the Rock Elm, too? That area is going to be lit.
Can I tell you what's a really good idea, dude?
They can't hear us.
I've forgotten your name again.
Troy.
Troy.
Ask Suzanne what Suzanne's name is.
Would you leave me alone? I'm doing an interview.
Never mind.
Troy, I love the fact that you let doggies come to your restaurant and sit out on the patio.
Yeah, both places. We love them.
And you have little doggy menus, don't you?
We do. We sell to the dogs.
Uh-huh.
Do dogs ever come by themselves?
No. They're just like children.
Well, we love you guys. Thank you for sponsoring the podcast as well. That's very cool. Yeah. I don't know why you did that.
I love your show, so it just made sense.
It's the right answer.
You brought us food today, didn't you?
Lots of it.
Oh, boy.
We have food and ice cream, don't we?
We do.
Oh, boy.
You rock. Thank you. I'd kiss you right now, but it'd get weird. We just met.
That would be weird, and Suzanne's here.
And that's never stopped talking before. Yeah.
She's a much better option than Troy.
Thank you both. Appreciate you very much. Thank you. And how do you know that, by the way? He looks like a good kisser.
Jesus. Who doesn't look like a good kisser?
Yeah, it's Corey true.
Over his fishy lips. Old fish lips over there.
Saw that one coming.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Challenge accepted.
How dare you?
Get over here.
Whatever.
He won't kiss any of us. Try.
Tomorrow, the 45th. Season premiere of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, man.
Woody Harrelson is the host. Billie Eilish, the musical guest. Can't wait. I freaking love SNL.
I love Tommy yesterday. Billie English girl.
Yeah, yes, buddy. Billie English. And that wasn't he didn't mean to do that.
And that's supposed to be not in his wheelhouse, but his generation is listening to her.
For sure.
He does not care.
Doesn't care about her.
I'm sorry to do a Tommy's takes on the Tommy takes.
Yeah.
But the bit that he had. I forget what it was. Martin Corsese.
Yeah, right.
And
that
he didn't get it. And in the middle of him talking about it, he understood what you were meaning.
Oh, that was funny. God, that guy makes me laugh.
Oh, man.
Man, I just realized that our two guests just had to deal with my coffee breath. Sorry, guys. It's like National Coffee Day today or tomorrow or something like that.
Sunday. Cover it up with ice cream and food, man.
I'll do that as well.
Generally, that smell isn't the main concern in that studio.
So yeah. Caribou brought us coffee in and... Honey and Mackie brought us ice cream, and Rock Elm brought us
food. It's about time
food.
We got free stuff around here.
Can I tell you guys a story that might push the boundaries of decency?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
I'm all ears.
Okay, thank you.
Suzanne wants to hear it.
I'm not going to read the first line, because that would get me fired. 34-year-old Lauren Cotter, born with uterus... Diddlefist.
That's a terrible name.
Turn my microphone off.
Say that again.
Be careful. Uterus diddlefist. A birth defect that results in two reproductive systems in one body. She's got... two hi-hi's.
No way.
Yes.
What?
Oh my God. It'd be like being a DJ at two mixtables. Just
double the fun.
My guess is this is internally, right?
No, they're outside. No.
Let's hope they're not.
You've got two kids, don't you understand? They said she never have kids, but not only does she have four kids, she's got two pairs of twins.
Wow.
How
about that?
Is it related?
Well, the kids are.
No, yeah, I get that. Thank you.
Brilliant. Well played.
Not that you would know, but
I thought you were. I thought the way you worded that first sentence, I thought you said she couldn't have kids.
Yeah, they said she couldn't.
Okay, because there's no doubt there's a whole bunch of guys willing to try, right?
Well,
there's
listen,
no doubt.
Here's the really
pointed Crystal.
No, I pointed it.
Yeah, both of them.
It works.
Yeah, they both work.
Here's the really amazing thing, and it sounds like I'm making it up, but I'm reading from the story. One came out.
No
each.
Way.
One.
No way.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's like wait, on 394, you know, where the from? In the middle, it's yeah. like at this time of day, you can't use this one.
Right. You're going 694. Yeah, I'm going 494.
Exactly. Yep. If there's mm-hmm. like a red light above one and a green light above the other. So, you know, which
honestly,
depending on the day
or the carpooling. Doctor in this case, the doctor would be like the equivalent of like a lifeguard at the bottom of Wisconsin Dell water slides.
Yeah.
Just waiting for him to come out of the
right.
tube.
Yeah. Just
all
under
clear,
center.
All clear. Whoever's next. Yeah. Your turn. Gross.
Unbelievable.
Sauce, would you?
I'm not going to answer.
Why?
Because I don't want to say something stupid.
No, just... Would you date a gal with two vaginas?
Yeah. Two more to disappoint. Yeah, I'm a horrible lay with ladies with one.
What's the maximum number of breasts you would accept on a woman? 30?
Probably 88.
88.
Yeah.
So you want to basically play piano on the gal's chest.
I have a question for you, very much related.
Yeah.
Would you rather have be with a young lady with three small ones or one giant one?
How many times
great
have you
question.
Asked? How many times have you asked yourself that?
Yeah, great. Answer that one. That's a great question, Paul.
Oh, probably three. Probably three.
You seem like you're on the fence.
Yeah,
what's the determining factor? Why are you struggling so much with this?
I don't know, but I'd have a hard time not laughing.
Okay. Rank them 1 to 3.
Yeah.
3 boob gal, 1 boob gal, 2 vagina gal.
Oof.
Probably 2 that part gal.
Thank you for cleaning it up.
3 boob gal and then 1 boob gal.
Because
mm-hmm. I'd have a hard time not being like... Cyclops.
Do you think she gives the gentleman a warning beforehand, or if like if it's about to go down, is she like, oh, by the way, there's 2 there, or does she let him just figure it out and look up and go,
she lets him find out. It's like when you get some at a vending machine and you get 2 things instead of 1.
I think I left this part out. One of them's just below her belly button. I'm kidding.
I was like,
Jesus, hockey. Well, we know what hockey's going to Google when he gets home.
I'm picturing that they run parallel.
Yeah, I
like
think
an
so
outlet.
Too. Yeah, I'm with
right, you.
You yeah.
plug your iPhone in there.
Sure. So many things I can't say right now, but I would love
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I know.
You can
my
say
fault.
A lot during Vikings news next if you'd like.
I would love to.
Let's break down the Vikes and the Bears right after this Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
This isn't going to go well for me. Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. We have Vikings news right now. Let's do Vikings news first, and then we'll tell you what just happened, okay?
Sure.
All right. This is going to go badly for me.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown! Somebody scored a touchdown.
Presented by
Radco! Your truck accessories,
Bo. The Vikings and Bears square off at 3:25 Sunday right here on The Fan and CBS. Don't forget, there's that weird thing now where if it's 2 NFC teams, it doesn't have to be Fox. I don't know exactly when they change that. Right. So
I think it was this year. Right?
So if Tony Romo, Tony Romo does make the cut at the Safeway Open, he will miss the game on Sunday. Otherwise, it's Romo on the call. Vikings Bears 3:25. But who cares about TV? It's more about PA, Pete, Ben, Greg. And the Fan Radio Network 3:25 on Sunday. The Vikings are 3-15 on the road versus the Bears since 2000.
Mm.
That is bizarre.
Yeah.
This version of the team is equipped perfectly, though, to beat the Bears, I think.
I
well
agree.
Said.
I agree.
The
well said.
Bears will be wearing jerseys from 1936.
Hockey, your tweet about that was brilliant.
Thank you.
That was really funny.
Thank you. You know, it's weird about it. That's one of the most retweeted things I've ever done, and it was a one stupid
it was
line
brilliant.
Sentence.
What was it?
It said,
Is it the Bears
will be wearing 1938 jersey or something like that? And I said, that's a lot of jerseys.
That's fine.
Right. Yeah, the way that it was worded, it looks like the amount and not the actual year.
Yeah, that's clever. Funny.
You just never know.
Very clever. Dalvin Cook now is one of five players in NFL history with 110 yards and a touchdown in his team's first three games. The other ones, Jim Brown, Curtis Martin, Emmitt Smith, and O.J. Simpson.
Exactly.
So now, statistically, there's a 20% chance you're a double murderer if you've done what Dalvin has done.
Jeez.
Which is crazy. I don't think he's one.
No. So how weird is this, though? Now, last year, Thielen started off, was it the first eight games or so that he had over 100 yards?
Broke the record.
And then now we have a running back doing it.
Mm-hmm. He's amazing. And he's hot as a firecracker.
Very true. Oh, wow. Kirk Cousins, 58.7% so far through three games, three touchdowns, two interceptions, 86.9 rating. That's 20 points fewer than Gardner Minshew II.
Gardner bangs.
How about that picture?
Minshew Uncle Rico.
That's an ESPN Sunday countdown bit. They're doing like a whole thing on that.
That's brilliant, man.
Yeah. Good Who would you rather have right now?
Uncle Rico?
Or Minshew?
Kirk or Minshew?
No, Uncle Rico or Minshew.
Oh, Uncle Rico. You see him throw that steak?
He's older, though.
Yeah, but he's got so much swag to him, though. Uncle Rico wails.
You know how hard I laughed when he sidearmed that steak?
Oh, yeah. I know. But the first time you saw that,
but
I know.
I about pissed my pants in the theater.
Kip's steak. That's the best part.
He takes it off of Kip's plate.
And he just throws it.
But it's the sidearm that makes me laugh so hard.
And if it was Kirk, the neighbor would have caught it.
Okay.
John,
my gosh.
Seems like it.
Glad you're here.
Mitch Trubisky, not great either. 65% so far this year. Three touchdowns, but all of them were last week to Taylor Gabriel. He has an 81.3 rating so far through three games. And again, he hasn't run this much or that much this year, but Mike Zimmer says he's not falling for that because historically he thinks that Trubisky likes to take off against the Vikes, so they're going to be prepared for him to run.
Is he going with Mitch now?
I don't know. Mitch Mitchell.
I'm excited for this game.
Mitch Mitchell.
Yeah Mitch Mitchell.
Drummer
for Kirk's chance to shut people up. If he doesn't play well against the Bears, he's going to hear it all year.
This is a giant game for Kirk Cousins.
Absolutely.
Giant.
He's the best around.
Well said, Hogs.
He's going to win. It's going to be big.
According to this story, the Vikings have not allowed a third quarter point yet so far.
Sick.
Coming out of the second half, gate's pretty hot. Well, shutting teams down.
No.
Think of the fourth quarter points that they've allowed. It would have been garbage time against the Falcons and the Raiders.
Yep.
Yeah. Surprise. Reserves. 14 maybe, if that.
I haven't seen an update, but as of yesterday, they said Bears defensive tackle Akeem Hicks is scheduled to be a game time decision. And by the way, Taylor Gabriel, who had those three touchdowns last week, as of yesterday, was in concussion protocol. So not sure if he's going to go. But that's the same, of course, for our guy Josh Klein, who was the only Viking who did not participate in practice yesterday. Everybody else was essentially full practice.
That would put Dozier in,
pretty
much. Guess.
I think so.
Who Zimmer's been good. Yeah, Zimmer's been happy with him.
Good player.
Yeah, and I think he kind of said that Dozier's been better in the run game than the pass game, but hasn't been bad in the pass game either. But who hasn't been great in the run game so far?
What a great name for an offensive lineman, by the way.
For sure,
Bulldozer.
Yeah, Dakota Dozier.
Yeah,
I still thought Quentin Jammer was the greatest name for a cornerback.
Yeah, absolutely.
Too.
Good, was it? He was San Diego, right? Didn't he end up? I think Zim coached him in Dallas.
Dallas, maybe.
I think so. Yeah, he's Kansas State guy. Maybe Lieber knows.
It'd be better if Quentin Jammer was a 6'7" basketball player, but still,
who loves basketball? What?
You heard I do. And who loves dunks or somebody who's a jammer
or adult dunks. Film star?
Dunks. Another good one. Yep. Quentin Jammer, great name for an adult film star.
Yes, sir.
Or maybe somebody that works at Knott's Berry Farm.
A what?
Or what's the?
Yeah, what else, Paul? Could Quentin Jammer be good at?
He'd be really good at pickling parrots. Or
pickling parrots?
Yeah, that's what they're doing. You know.
Pickled parrots.
Yeah, pickled
canning
parrots.
Canning pickles because you put them in a jar.
Oh my God! Why are you still here?
That is maybe the best question ever asked.
I don't think anyone knows.
You know what? We're going to tell the AJ story when we come back from the break. First, we got to go to Hy-Vee. Let's go to Hy-Vee.
Time now for the Vikings Report on The Fan, presented by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings fullback CJ Ham joins the power trip after this from Hy-Vee.
Download it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent
and horrifying news story.
So we're going to play initials in about 15 minutes.
We are.
This sucks.
Oh, check this out.
I'm checking.
Twitter right now, right? Hashtag power trip. Trending number one in the Twin Cities, number eight in the United States of America.
That's awesome.
Let's go.
Thank you, power trip listeners. I can't believe it.
Incredible. I was curious, what are we behind on
nationally?
Nationally.
Nationally, we are behind.
Something about impeachment.
I would
number
guess.
Seven is hyphen. I don't know what that means. Number six is Friday Motivation. That trends every Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Number Friday five feeling. Is Kevin Gates.
Finally Friday.
Number four is Little. L-I-D-D-E-L.
Don't know.
Or L-E, excuse me. Don't know. Lytle, Little. Who knows? Number three is Friday Thoughts. Number two is Friday Feeling. So again, it's all these standard Friday trends. And number
Little
one
is some sort of
it's a Trump thing.
Bit, yeah.
And then okay, got it. Number one is Chicken Noodle Soup.
You missed one of them. You missed. It's party time. Why are we playing
Black
this?
Out in the red room.
Who is this?
This is Love Hate.
Jizzy Pearl.
Featuring the lead singer Jizzy Pearl.
That's, that can't be real.
Whom yes. we met last week and who is
Andy
my good friend Andy's favorite. My good friend Andy.
Andy, this music sucks.
Don't leave me, Andy.
It doesn't suck.
Stay here with me, Andy.
You just got to open your mind to it.
Yeah, you open can. Your mind to
yeah.
it.
You I'd rather open band? The window and jump out. Yeah.
Open your mind to it.
I reckon you look up Nova Twins. They're a new band coming out from the UK.
Yeah, Nova Twins, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
On it.
Blackout!
All right, we got to get to your story here in a second, because you said something happened about 20 minutes ago and you haven't explained it yet, but...
I was hoping you'd...
First, Mr. Z joins the Power Trip Morning Show. Hi, Mr. Z.
Hey, guys, what's up?
How are you?
Hey, man.
How are you? You can probably do this better than I tried to do it yesterday, but explain to me your frustration with how the Joker movie is being handled.
My frustration is almost exclusively with the art, the so-called movie critics, as well as in the art industry. I get that right now, there's people concerned that, you know, we have these goofy incel stuff and that this movie, kind of portrays these poor, you know, men who've been dealt a bad deal by society, so they take it out with violence. And they're afraid that this sort of endorses that. And so I get why that is, but my frustration is that people who have a passion for art and for making movies, and that's exactly the opposite. Limiting what movies should be about is exactly what we should be fighting against. And so, you know, in the 50s, we had what was called socially responsible filmmaking, which meant not portraying interracial relationships, not portraying homosexuality, and you literally weren't allowed to show law enforcement or the U.S. government in a bad light in movies, and that was socially responsible reasons. Well, that's coming out again. You could be socially responsible. Well, no, we're not. So my frustration is not the people, because that's just the whatever popular trending is fine, but the artists, the critics who are saying, this is a dangerous movie and we should really be more responsible in the type of movies we make. It's like, no, go to hell. That's the opposite. We're going to be socially irresponsible. We're going to poke holes in places where we shouldn't be poking, because that's what we do in the art world. Gotcha. So that's my frustration.
All right. Coming out in theaters this weekend, let's start with Renee Zellweger in Judy about Judy Garland.
Yes, it's very, very limited. I'm not super familiar. I know they're going to expand it a little bit. So I haven't seen Judy because it was too limited. So it's not going to move the meter at all as far as a box office or anything like that goes.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just her retelling of Judy Garland in the late period of her life, right at the end. The big one is A Bomb in Bowl. That's the only major release we have this weekend, is about...
If I saw Smallfoot, do I need to see this? And does this movie? And does it, well, does this movie hate religion as much as Smallfoot did?
No, this movie is really just a very sweet, very pretty looking film. It's a simple story, but it does the story really well. It's not one of those frantic movies where it's a little more slow paced. And so there's nothing really groundbreaking about it, but it also has for me, it was very charming, and it's very easy to like this movie. It's not groundbreaking in any way, but it's a very beautiful movie.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mr. Z. Appreciate it.
Bye, babe. They pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. What a great song.
cake is so awesome.
Oh, yeah, the band and...
and the food.
Especially when it's fresh.
So, when is your birthday, AJ?
My birthday is July 11th.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy belated.
Yes, appreciate it.
That...
July 11th.
Do you remember what day of the year that, what day of the week that fell on this year?
I think it was a Thursday, actually.
Yeah.
Because 4th of July was a Thursday.
Right, that sounds right, yeah.
And there's something specific about Thursdays.
Yeah.
That plays into this story.
What is it?
Oh, I'm sorry, I will tell the story.
What is the significant thing?
Well, because I'm not in on the show on Thursdays anymore.
That's right, yeah.
So when my birthday falls on a Thursday, our good friend Jill... brings in cakes for our birthday. She brought in that cute Muppet cake for Meat Sauce a couple weeks ago.
Brought me that Raising Cane's cake, which was insane.
That's
in,
right.
In April. It was awesome.
And she didn't bring me a cake this year. And I thought maybe Jill doesn't like me anymore.
Hmm. Skipped your birthday.
Skipped my birthday. I believe maybe the 12th was actually Detroit Lakes as well. I think.
That sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right.
So that Friday we were out of the studio. And... fast forward to today, Honey and Mackey's comes in, and I claimed a pint of ice cream to go hide in the freezer so salespeople wouldn't find it. And I open up the freezer, and there's a cake in the bottom of the freezer with a post-it on it that says AJ.
From July 11th.
And I come in, and I start to tell this story to Chris, and I'm about two words into the story, and he goes, "Oh, my God. I forgot about your birthday cake."
That's funny.
So Jill did bring a birthday cake in, and it sat in that freezer since July 11th. Now, Chris, there's hope.
Surprise!
There's hope. It was a surprise. You know, when people get married, they do this bit where they keep the top of the cake, and they
sounds
put it in
gross.
The freezer,
for
and they
years.
Eat it a year after, yeah, and celebrate their first anniversary. So the cake's probably still good.
Probably is. You should take it home and eat it.
Probably still good. We should.
You guys talked over one of the all-time best jokes.
Sorry.
No, your joke.
Oh.
That's all right. We'll move on. People can podcast it.
Oh, man.
I wish I heard it.
Hell of a line, man.
Really?
So on top of all
the food and ice cream. Can we redo it? Let's just redo it.
Okay. Hang on. Let's redo it. Sauce. So, AJ, you said something about how couples do.
Yes.
Wedding cakes.
They save the top of their cake for their 1 year anniversary and they go back and they eat it a year later.
And then, Sauce, you said.
I never got it.
And then, John, you said.
Everybody else ate it.
Brilliant.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is it hot in here, or is it just me?
John and I are a bad influence on each other.
Love it.
I'm sorry about your cake. I'm sorry, Jill. I'm sorry, everybody.
Well, Hockey'd still eat it.
Thank you, Jill. Yeah. I really appreciate the birthday cake that you gave me 3 months ago.
It's weird. My memory's so bad that I forgot to give it to him. But as soon as he said, I just opened the freezer door, immediately clicked in my head, oh, my God!
I just can't believe you forgot about cake.
I know, and I can't
maybe
either.
Maybe it just wasn't yours, so you instantly
that must have been it.
That you didn't get a piece of it.
But it was a good move on AJ to hide ice cream because half of it's gone. Because these people are like,
but now they've heard.
Yeah. Suzanne looked at me, and she was like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm protecting this investment.
Yeah.
We know how it is, because if somebody else got food, AJ and I'd be waiting.
Hey,
by the way, I got a text from somebody who we're all friends with that works for the Vikings. Who says time for two more? He says his favorite ice cream at Honey and Mackey's is black licorice.
Oh,
yeah, I've seen that there, but I've never ordered it.
Delete my phone number, whoever you are.
I love ice cream.
Do you not know who it is?
I bet they do it right, though.
Yeah, I bet it's
They do, but black licorice is not
that's
my
favorite.
They wouldn't have it if people
candies.
Didn't
yeah, it
buy
must
it,
be
though,
good.
Obviously.
And
yeah.
People love black licorice, man. Yeah.
My Hockey, your lover loves it, my dad. He loves.
I feel
that
like
kind
that's
of
he loves things
thing.
That taste bad.
Oh, my God! He's almost
salted licorice is the best.
Andy, shut up!
You are the English me. You're gonna get yourself
fired.
You're
the same person.
Gross. Nicolas Cage has a new movie called Primal. I don't think it's out yet, but he's. I don't know if it's in development. I don't know if he's filmed it. I don't know if it's in post-production. I'm not sure, but his new movie's called Primal. He has to deal with a jaguar on a boat. And according to this story, the internet's
Gardner
pissed.
Minshew.
Yeah?
The internet's pissed that the movie is not called Jaguar on a Boat.
Yeah, it should be Jaguar
on
a Boat.
Be.
Come on.
Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah, like Snakes on a Plane.
Did you guys also see that he's possibly back with Lisa Marie Presley? That they're a couple again?
Really?
They're like going out on dates?
No,
Hawk,
somehow
would you?
I missed that. Who, Nicolas Cage? If he stole the Independence.
How does he sound? How does Nicolas Cage sound on the boat with this jaguar? Whatever you say.
I'm going to steal the right image of a jaguar.
You steal the what?
Yeah, you heard me.
Andy, are you capable of doing a Nick Cage impression with an American accent?
No, unfortunately.
Just give it a shot. Chris does Michael Caine's impression. That's
good. Don't encourage it.
Wait, hold on. I got
that's rock.
Get in there. Get in there. Get in there. Character.
I can't remember. Oh, no. I've lost it.
You do. Don't you?
Yeah, you. Man, you had it before, yeah. Too.
Damn,
so.
I can't remember. I've lost it. I do something fun with my face, and it makes it sound exactly right. Damn it.
How do you do that?
No, that's not it.
Andy, how does he sound?
Well, didn't you just do it yesterday?
I did it yesterday. Yeah.
My name is Michael Caine.
My name is Michael Caine.
That's awful.
I've lost it. Oh, my God, I've lost
it. You did it yesterday. Oh, my God. Chip another
it's my greatest
cake
skill,
you
and
about.
I've lost it. My greatest skill.
Don't you just, like, not move your bottom mouth? Isn't that how you do it?
No, that's how you do it.
Yeah, move your... By the way, your bottom mouth is called the lips.
I don't honestly, when I get fired or told like your services are no longer needed, I don't know if I could fill out a job application.
Why is that?
I'm just not good with the English language.
Right.
Yeah, and I'd have to.
He's good with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dude, I'm just gonna honestly sometimes I'm not an emotional person, clearly, but sometimes when other people get emotional, I get emotional, if that makes sense. If I watch you get fired and you're walking out of here carrying your box of stuff and like your bottom mouth is quivering because you're so sad, I'm going to be devastated.
Yeah. I'm going to be devastated when your wiener falls off in a cage fighting accident.
Hmm.
You know, I can think of another name for a bottom mouth.
A lame attempt at humor.
What's
swing
that,
and a miss.
Go ahead.
I think we should go to break.
Sauce, what do you think it is?
Well, technically, my bottom mouth killed a guy. The dentist?
Oh, that's not
that's right.
Okay, so now the bottom of your mouth is your teeth, not your lip.
All right.
Got
okay.
it.
Okay. Didn't know you went to dental school.
Because I know what teeth are?
Okay, good friend.
I'm so confused.
Yes, sir.
You're going to do this for me. We're going
to
do it.
You can't remember how to do Michael Caine.
I don't remember. Damn it.
Gotta take him to dinner first.
Who cares? It's time for initials.
Hell yeah.
When we come back, Andy, a random British dude. Same guy. John Creasel, JK47. AJ, who's just crushing the last 3 or 4 months in this game. Chris Hockey and current defending champ, Paul Meat Sauce Lambert, all square off. At initials, right after this on The Fan.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. We'll get wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild. So you think I got an evil mind? I tell you, honey.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the wait is over. You made it to Friday. You made it to 820. You made it to the initials.
Last week on initials, AJ's stint in rehab resulted in everyone else also having too much of the sauce.
Paul.
Yep.
Fruit Loops.
That's right.
Mm.
Paul.
Yep.
Final.
That's right.
Paul. Okay. Francisco Liriano.
That's right.
My goodness.
Meat Sauce cruise to victory.
Orioles.
Okay.
Fort Lauderdale.
Paul wins.
That's right.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
While Parrish, Hawk, and Jeremiah Searles were apparently just happy to be there.
Hawk?
Okay.
Fast lane?
Searles.
Yep.
Finish line.
Mark.
2-1.
Now with a fresh perspective on life, a sober AJ Mansoor makes a triumphant return.
Guess who's back again.
Will AJ show the good guys why they're not the great guys? Will Sauce suck at this more than he sucks at Chell? Will Hawk be able to pause the new episode of Naked Attraction long enough to focus on the task at hand? To be clear, the one not in his hand, initials, starts now.
Brilliant.
Well done, Zach, as
so
always.
So good.
He's so good.
You know what else it reminds me of, too, is how much better Eminem is than Drake.
Yeah.
Eminem was a jam. Drake sucks.
I like Drake, but Eminem.
Yeah, you would.
Way better.
Because you talk to my brother.
Okay.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by Mountain Dew.
That is correct. Enjoy the one-of-kind great taste of Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew, do the do.
That's awesome. We play Initials every Friday on the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. And it goes like this. I have 12 items. It can be people, places, things, phrases. They all share the same initials. These five competitors don't know the initials until I reveal them here in a second. Each item has six clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell at their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're off with the remainder of just that item. You do have to pronounce it correctly. We play best out of 12, and the all-time record is 9, held by both AJ and Sauce. But AJ was off last week, claimed in his car you would have broken the record, but...
It's in the car.
But it was in the car.
It was in the car.
You are the all-time wins leader. You have 97 career victories.
That's right, Corey. And if I get 98 today, you can head over to the Rival House, downtown St. Paul. They'll give you a free tap beer and a $3 initials appetizer. And this just in, today is the day they're tapping the KFAN beer from Utapils at Rival House as well. Utapils.
Is that right? 10 back after a victory last week, PJ Lambert.
If I win today, Corey, check this out. You're going to like this. You can go to any one of the Ouellette bakeries, and if you get 6 donuts, they'll give you 6 free all weekend long. AJ, 6 free donuts if you buy 6. Yeah, you're going regardless. Ouellette's, Wales, that's if I win. Just tell them Meat Sauce 1 initials, and you'll get 6 free donuts when you buy 6. Thanks, Ouellette's. Yeah, Ouellette.
Do you guys remember when we were looking forward to the summer on May 17th, going, oh, man, the weather is nice. It's going to be a great summer.
The weekend's finally here.
Right. That was also the last time Chris Hockey won, May 17th.
A great summer for Radko.
Duh.
55 career wins, Chris Hockey.
Thank you. And when I win today, you will get 10% off your online order all weekend long at Radko.com. The all-new Radko.com. Just use the promo code INITIALS.
Confidence.
Wow. On August 30th, almost 1 month ago, John Kreisel played, and John Kreisel won.
Yes.
Ooh.
First career victory, but that was the last time you played. So the last time you were here, you walked away with the title. Hi, John.
Hi. Whether I win or not, go to my website, johnmkreisel.com.
I'm not doing that.
Book me for a speech.
And not only does John have one win, he is 6th all-time in points. You have 22 career points.
Kreisel.
Not awful. I'll take it.
And last but not least, he's from England. He's a random British dude. He's not famous or anything. He's not in a band or a TV show. We just like him, and he listens to the show from England. Here's Andy.
Hi. And if I win today, if you find yourself in Ballsack by the Sea, you'll have a free pint on me.
Nobody understood a word you just said.
Hockey, what did he say?
He's like Ballsack by the Sea.
We just went over how to do your mic.
Andy, can you try... What the hell is that? Andy, try your buzzer once just to make sure that it's in English. Go ahead.
Andy.
My gosh.
Might want to do it quicker than that.
Yeah, that's real.
All right, here we go. The 274th all-time game of initials features the initials TP.
TP.
TP item one. And away we go.
Clue number one.
We later learned that it debuted on Staten Island.
Clue number two.
Debuted in 2013.
Clue number three.
Includes costumes.
Clue number four.
Connected to the new founding fathers of America.
John.
Yep.
Tea Party.
Good guess, though.
Out for the remainder of item one. Damn. John Kreisel.
Clue number five.
A fifth one is going to be released in 2020.
Clue number six.
Set in an alternate 2014, Ethan Hawke and his family have to survive a night of legal murder.
Andy.
Andy.
The Purge.
Yeah!
Well done.
This guy is on the board and leads
the Purge.
The Purge.
Yeah, is that,
we're going to have an issue with some pronunciation here, maybe.
Did he say it again?
Controversies.
The Purge.
That's right.
Yeah. That's not right.
I hear P-E-R-G.
That is a P I hear.
The Purge.
That's also wrong. You can't talk either. Andy leads 1-0.
Way to go, Andy.
The Purge.
Andy leads 1-0. Here's item 2 of TP.
Money, clue please. Number 1.
Connected to Captain Marvel.
Clue number 2.
Deals with experimentation.
Clue number 3.
The main focus of a 2004 Leonardo DiCaprio film was about one of these.
Clue number 4.
According to one source, in the 1950s, about one a week was being killed.
Clue number 5.
They are needed for evaluation. Final clue.
Clue number 6.
Attempting new maneuvers, techniques, and more.
John.
Yep.
Test pilot.
That's right.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
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 Test pilots.
This is going just as
Holy
we had planned.
Balls.
Andy has one.
Good guys.
Yeah.
Good.
And John is on the board.
The
JK47 has one. Here's item 3 of TP.
Clue number 1.
36 years old.
Clue number 2.
Connected to a social experiment.
AJ.
Okay.
Tea party.
AJ, out for the remainder of item 3.
First time in a long time.
Bob here. I got...
it's Bob.
Shut up, Megan.
Hockey, pay attention.
Clue number 3.
That was a dumb guess.
Its similarities with Mark Twain's The Prince and the Pauper have been noted.
What?
Clue number 4.
Connected to Duke and Duke.
Oh,
Paul?
Hawk.
Paul was first.
Oh. Two princes?
Yep. Hawk, you're next.
Song. Trading Places.
That's right.
Trading Places.
Hey, guys. I don't know.
We are 3 items in, and we have a 3-way tie. Andy, Hawk, and John each have one. Here's item 4 of TP.
Clue number 1.
Appeared in 2008, The Wrestler.
Clue number 2.
Also appeared in 2002's 8 Mile.
Hawk.
Yep.
Tyler Perry.
Hawk out for the remainder of item 4.
Poop.
Clue number 3.
Appeared in the animated series King of the Hill.
Clue number 4.
James Carville once said, quote, drag a $100 bill through this, you never know what you'll find.
John.
Yep.
Trailer Park.
That's right.
Oh! Wow, dude.
Creasel.
Go, Crease, go!
The lead.
Let's go.
Trailer Park.
Again?
John with 2, Hawk and Andy with 1 each. Here's item 5 of TP.
Clue number 1.
Was seen in 1997's The Postman. Postman.
Clue number 2.
Featured on King of the Hill.
Clue number 3.
Has a connection to the Mad Hatter.
AJ.
Yep.
Tea party.
Golly gee.
Wow, Age. I've never seen you miss.
He did that on purpose. And I took that freaking bait.
Extra.
Number 4. Oh.
Connected to Mud Crutch.
Who?
What in the hell?
Clue number 5.
Connected to Echo, Hypnotic Eyes, Southern Accents, Damn the Torpedoes, and more.
Hawk.
Yep.
Tom Petty.
That's right.
Damn.
Well done.
Damn.
Idiot.
Damn.
Idiot.
Nice Tom job. Petty.
That's right.
Andy, well, have you heard of Tom Petty?
Yes.
He's a musician.
Great Mad Hatter clue.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep, we're through 5, and the 2 all-time wins leaders, AJ and Sauce, have yet to score. We have a tie with John and Hawk with 2 apiece. Andy
AJ
is British. He has won.
For 6 donuts.
Yeah. Here's item 6 of TP.
Clue number 1.
Includes exercises.
Clue number 2.
Connected to silhouettes of people.
Clue Clue number 3.
Is often connected to the colors white, black, blue, red, and yellow.
Clue number 4.
Frequently found in the military.
Clue number 5.
Found in archery.
John.
Yep.
Target practice.
That's right.
Damn!
Wow. Wow. Johnny.
Please, Johnny Creasel, Johnny K, JK47. We are halfway through the game.
Sure, he gets the military.
And
one.
John yeah. has half the points. He has 3. Hawk has 2. Andy has 1.
Come on,
AJ
guys.
And Sauce have to score.
Zero.
6 items to go. Here's item 7 of TP.
Clue number 1.
Appeared in Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Clue number 2.
Appeared in a 2019 animated movie starring John Oliver, Mila Kunis, Jennifer Garner, and more.
Clue number 3.
Seen on HBO's Westworld.
Clue number 4.
Seen in 1983's National Lampoon's Vacation.
Clue number 5.
In 1993, Dr. Ian Malcolm was in one.
John.
Yep.
Theme park.
Yeah!
That's right.
My God!
Creasel is killing this.
Oh,
I love when John wins, and he is poised to win yet again.
We're almost eliminated.
I love when Crease plays and wins. All right.
We're almost eliminated.
I got nothing.
You're very close. There's 5 items to go, and John has a 4-point lead on AJ and Sauce, but a 2-point lead overall. John with 4, Hawk with 2, Andy with 1, AJ and Sauce with 0. Here's item 8 of TP.
Clue number 1.
In 1987, the word Spaceballs was on it.
Clue number 2.
Was the focus of a 1994 Seinfeld episode.
Paul.
Yep.
Toilet paper.
That's right.
I was going to guess that, but I couldn't make sense of it.
Okay.
Well.
All right. Okay.
All right. There are 4 items to go. AJ, you have to run the table to tie. John has 4. Hawk has 2. Sauce and Andy with 1 each. Here's item 9. Of TP.
Clue number 1.
Connected to the Cold War.
Clue number 2.
Connected to the Ming Dynasty.
Clue number 3.
Connected to the Scientific Revolution.
Clue number 4.
Connected to the Information Age.
Clue number 5.
Connected to the Middle Ages.
Clue number 6.
A categorized amount.
Andy. Paul.
Andy was first.
Time period.
Yeah! That's right. Andy, time period.
That just seemed too easy.
Well, that's
right?
That.
Yeah, I mean, that just seemed too easy, right? Damn it.
Sitting right there, nobody took it.
It seemed too easy.
Nobody put it together.
I was going to guess something real dumb.
I wish you would have.
Me
3
too.
Items to go. AJ is mathematically eliminated. Yay! How about that? We got somebody else
man.
To the finish line. John, you have a 2-point lead with 3 items to go. If you get any of the remaining 3, you are a 2-time champ and a back-to-back champ.
Because
the
right.
last time
Andy
you played,
has
you
more
won.
Than AJ and I.
Combined. Item 10 of TP with Creasel going for the win.
Clue number 1.
Connected to London. Andy.
Yeah. John.
John for the win.
Tea party.
Oh, that seemed too simple.
Yeah.
He did it again.
John, out for the remainder of item 10.
Clue number 2.
Connected to water tanks.
Hawk.
Go for it.
The Prestige.
That's right.
Wow.
All right.
Great movie. Hawk. Has 3. You are just 1 back, so you're definitely not out. 2 to go. Andy, you're not mathematically out either. John has 4. Hawk has 3. Andy has 2. Sauce and AJ mathematically eliminated. Keep going. John going for the win. Item 11 of TP.
Clue number 1.
Debuted in 2012.
Clue number 2.
Made headlines in 2017.
Clue number three.
Connected to a former Patriots tight end.
John.
For the win.
Tide Pods.
Holy cow.
That's right.
Let's go!
Craig is back!
Well done,
man!
Nice job, Craig.
Man.
We're getting to the point where he has to play every week.
Every time he's available, we should just have him slide in, because he's the only one that can slow AJ down.
Oh, my gosh!
Craig, way to go, dude. Tide Pods.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Gronk did commercials for Tide Pods. You clearly figured that out.
Tide Pods.
Good for you, dude. All right, just for fun, AJ's on the brink of getting shut out. What is it? His kids aren't here. What's happening? Item 12 of TP.
Clue number one.
Is almost always meant as an insult.
Clue number two.
Often not liked by their peers.
John.
Go for it.
Teacher's pet.
Dude, what is
that? I mean,
absolute domination by John Creasel.
Oh, wow.
If you guess John Creasel on Twitter,
yeah.
You are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card. Let's thanks to our friends at Mountain Dew. Thanks, Mountain Dew.
Sorry. Sunday's by Florida Georgia Line.
Man, dude.
Sunday's by Florida Georgia Line. You guys.
For you.
Let's go.
Six.
And I'm feel good. With two.
Andy, yeah, you got honestly, two. Andy, nicely done. Two.
Thank you.
I got one.
Man.
But who got zero?
Yeah.
Nice job, Chris.
Andy, wow, Chris. Andy got two. That is two more than the amount of wars England has won against America.
Oh.
Way to go, Andy.
Good job, man.
Dude.
Thank you.
Man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. One final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show right after this on The Fan. Haggard and Jagger.
The Fan.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah, Crease. Hey, read what your wife just texted you.
She said, I'm concerned if John Creasel keeps winning initials, he'll leave me for a younger, hotter.
Aww.
And for the record, doesn't get any hotter than that.
Aww.
God, now you're just winning everything.
I know. Yep. And here's what I say to you, John.
Well, he's amazing. And he's hot as a firecracker.
Yes.
That's what I say to you, buddy.
Why don't I have a sponsor, man?
You need to play every week.
Yeah.
Well, the sponsor is
JohnMCreasel.com.
JohnMCreasel.com. K-R-I-E-S-E-L.
Well, I may have a prize for you, though.
What's that?
Our friend Brandon, who is Power Trip Initials.
Mm-hmm.
Put this box on this table about 2 hours ago. What's in the box?
My God,
right?
This
is straight up seven, right? What's in the box?
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is. John, you've looked at it.
Yeah.
You peeked. It's some kind of Power Trip inside joke, right?
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
It's sick, yeah.
It's a turd.
Open it up.
AJ, why don't you crack the honors? Brandon brought it in.
Open it.
I don't know if I want to do it.
Give it to Sauce then.
No, it's not a trick or anything. It's nothing like that, I promise. No, it's not gross. I'll say it's lit AF.
It's lit AF.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Let's open it together.
Okay. You guys basically had no points together today, so you might as well share something.
But if AJ was in his car, he would have had 12.
Oh, it's in another bag.
Is it?
There's a bag in the box. It's going to be lit. Sorry.
So I don't spill.
Your legs.
Oh, I did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hell yeah!
What is it?
Dude, flipping way.
How sick is that?
We asked and Brandon delivered. Check out that belt. We got a world
faces are on it.
Championship initial belt.
Dude, how much did that cost? Oh, my gosh.
Ass.
That's awesome. Thing, dude.
No freaking way.
So is this up for grabs or do I get this for now? Where is he?
It's for the major, so what, I would...
Yeah,
I
mean, what's
I would say that's yours for now, because that is Rain a major champion.
Oh,
champion.
My gosh, that's badass!
Dude, obviously you're going to put that on Twitter, but holy cow!
Wow, dude.
Get Brandon on the mic for a second, Sauce.
Yeah.
What did that cost you?
Folks.
What do we owe you?
You don't owe me anything.
But what did that cost you? Just that could not have been cheap.
This is super cool. Like, legit.
Do you have a friend that did that for you for a discount, or did you pay a full price for that? Are you nuts?
Holy smokes. It has a KFAN logo on it. It says number one.
That is so cool.
And then the main plaque in the middle says initials major. Has the initials game logo that we push out. So it has the main five of us. Sorry, John. Sorry, Andy. Our pictures on it. And it says initials major champion. And then it says the AJ game. I like that. That's a little nice little touch.
Yeah.
May 23rd, 2014.
Dude, that's so cool.
Minneapolis. This is super sweet.
More or less than 250. Okay.
And that is a functional belt. Look,
and
you can absolutely put it around.
That's sweet.
You're going to need a bigger one, AJ.
Dude, that is so
That's
cool.
Sweet. So cool.
I can't believe that.
Dude, I can't believe it. That's so awesome.
So we combo that with the green jacket. That's the coolest
That's
bit
so
ever.
Cool,
for sure.
Look at that.
Man.
He's swiveling your hips.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's swiveling his hips. I mean,
hey, who made that?
That's really cool.
What company made
sexual.
That?
That was sexual.
Undisputed Belts.
Wow.
Undisputed belts. Wow, man.
They're local here in the Twin Cities, or where are they?
They're from Ontario, California.
What?
Oh, wow. I know where that's at.
So it's
at.
On the internet Weird. Somewhere, and you just...
This is like...
Look at you.
Is it heavy?
No, it's not super heavy.
Man, that's so cool.
That's sweet.
Good job.
That's really cool. We got to tweet that out,
really
too.
Cool. Yeah, take a pic and tweet that thing out. Wow. That'd be awesome.
Man.
I've always dreamed of having a belt.
Yeah?
No, I do. Is,
well, you do for now.
For now.
For now. Creasel plays now. The next time.
Yes.
No kidding. We got to get Creasel a major.
Yeah.
Tyler
What's going
George
on, Creasel?
Been begging to be in a major as well.
I guess you've always been good, though, every time you played.
Yeah, you normally have been competitive. Never gotten to the finish line, but now you're dominating.
I'm like the Vikings. I would do well enough, but just get a sniff of a victory, but never win the big title. Yeah.
Well, hi, Zach.
Well, guys, we are at that point in the show now, and we have a big game on Sunday. It's a 3:25 start. It's at the Bears' home field. Your Vikings, 2-1 heading in. What do you think, John Creasel, since you're the champ? Go first.
I think they win. It's going to be low scoring, obviously. It's going to be like 16-10, 13-10, something like that. But I think the Vikings win because of the ground game.
Nice. My good friend Andy. Please don't die in a plane crash.
I'll try not to.
Thank you.
Wow. It's out of his control. I mean, he's not the pilot.
I'm depending on you for download
He's
tickets.
Not the test pilot.
Right.
My good friend Andy, it's been a pleasure to have you sleep in my bed.
It's been great to be there. Thank
and,
you.
I love you. And
got weird in here.
I miss you. And
it's like Tommy and Schmoly.
You and I should get an apartment together.
It's not even gone yet.
Could you tell me what you think of the Vikings game?
Well, I'm going to be a little bit of a Debbie Downer.
Oh, no.
Mainly because the game is being shown live in the UK at 9:25 p.m. on Sunday. Mm. And when that happens, the Vikings do not play well. So, unfortunately, I'm going to go 17-14 to the Bears.
No, who cares what you think?
Go back to England, you hippie.
Yeah.
Go home. Go home and pay.
You predicted you'd win the Revolutionary War, too.
No.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Well, you had the French to help
we
you.
We fought them.
True. The French.
We fought them.
The French.
And we were fighting the French on another front, so you know what I mean? You can take your little victory.
Yeah, but they're...
I give.
Your little victory.
I give. We'll take a I give. I love you, Andy.
Love you too, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. My nonstop optimism continues. I'm taking the Vikes.
I think so, too.
I think the run game is good enough. I think
what's wrong with him?
I think Cousins is going to be asked to do more, and I think he's going to do just fine. Trubisky mostly sucks. He had one nice little game. He's going to go back to sucking. I like the Vikes to win by 7-10 points.
Yeah, nice. Run right at Khalil Mack all day long. Screen game to that side. Run to that side. Neutralize his attack, and you'll be... in good shape for this team. So I'm going to go 24-17 Vikings.
Yeah. Trubisky's going to be scratching his head and picking himself up off the floor. I honestly, we are going to rush that guy all day. I think we win this game kind of going away.
Awesome.
That'd be great. Paul?
The Minnesota Vikings will win 17-7. They'll win by 10.
Like it.
Because Trubisky's awful.
He's so bad.
I'll hail the new king.
Yeah,
Kreese, honestly. Kreese. I wish we could give you this belt, but this is for majors.
Yep, for sure.
But right now, you definitely deserve this badass belt.
Thank you.
No ice tea.
That was sick.
I had fun today, you guys. Love you.
I love you, John Kreese. Andy.
Yes.
Please come see me again.
I will do.
I miss you.
Thank
you
guys for having us.
I love you, brother.
Andy,
take care of yourself.
Andy, you're the best.
Give your whole family.
Stop talking.
Give your family hugs and kisses for me.
I will do.
That's odd. You've never met that.
If you're British and you're hot and you're female, clearly we let you on the show all week long. Feel free to fly over here and talk. There's a lot of hot British chicks. Send one over here.
Hockey and I know a few that get in fake taxi cabs.
I believe they do. All right, we're going to record the after party in a second, but the Friday football feast is going to be live right here on The Fan from Chanhassen, Buffalo Wild Wings, with PA in charge right after this. See you on Monday.
KFAN. Total.